sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling, 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 every day I'm hustling.
TheBoxingBoys.com.
You walk away with a silver medal, which is an incredible accomplishment. Can you take any pride in that?
No. I don't like to lose.
Now it's like I know your feeling. I don't want to ever coach you. He was talking about you crying and blah, blah, blah. You go watch sports, boy was crying after he lost. Like, I don't ever want to feel that again. I don't want to ever lose. Like, I'm not feeling losing.
This is a TKO victory for Shakur Stevenson.
He's tough. And he don't take no for an answer. So I got to beat it out of him.
Shakur, of course he's the truth.
Yeah, Simo not messing with him. I don't think Tank messing with him. Gary Russell Jr. ain't messing with
me right now. If you ask me, would I beat Floyd Mayweather back in the day, I'm going to say yes. And truthfully, really believe that.
I know my body. Yeah, I know Shakur's body. Shakur know my body. Do I step to you when we fight? Yes or no?
No.
Do we step to each other? Yes.
No. No.
The Southpaw version of Floyd Mayweather.
Oscar can't keep ducking. It's time for him to fight. Because me versus Oscar Valdez, there's nothing else to look forward to. Canelo can't get in the fight for him. And even if he could, I feel like me and Canelo's at the same weight. I feel like I'll beat him.
FCS promotion.
I'm one of the best fighters in boxing.
What up, what up, what up? Welcome back and good morning to everybody out there. What is up? We're back. We're back. Rough start this morning, you know, rough start this morning, but, you know, we're trying to get through this one. We're going to try and plow through this one today.
We good.
And hopefully the day gets a little better, but it started off a little rough, you know what I'm saying? But at least we have this very, very exciting news to talk about. But first and foremost, buenos dias. Ringwalk, what is up?
Good morning, champ. How are you?
I'm all right, you man. Good. I mean, good, you know, yeah. It is what it is. You went through some bullshit this morning. Fucking, you know, being on the phone with the IRS.
Do you maybe need a doctor?
Not a doctor, bro, but I need a vacation. I swear to God, I need a vacation, man. It's been very, very long. I used to go like 4 vacations a year, and I got probably 3 or more years without a vacation, bro. And I put it in, you know. I really only take off unless I'm sick or, I don't know, something.
I don't believe that because you were dying in here for like 3 weeks straight. We were still running like normal.
I know. I mean, it's you know, I rarely take off. So I think I need a vacation because shit is starting to irritate me. But this made me very happy. And I actually like this fight. I know people may not, there will be some questions as to, you know, whether or not Jamal, not to be confused with Jermell, who is the undisputed champ at 54 and has already been ordered to face Tim Zhu as the WBO mandatory. We're talking about his twin brother that many like to call the older, the bigger brother, even though they're twins. Jamal, he's said to have the power. Some people claim Canelo avoided him and took franchise. Others claim Triple G avoided him, right? So he shocked me. It didn't seem forced. It felt natural, but I love that Crawford already responded. And with Crawford's response, it makes it feel like Maul is the big brother. But I'll let you hear what we're talking about. And maybe even Danny, I asked him yesterday, like, yo, did you watch this? And he said no. So I'm sure by now he did. But, yeah. Check this out. Should we screen share it? Fuck it, man. He's my friend. Even though this is Showtime now, fucking Brian Custer got bought out by Showtime, it looks like. This is on Showtime.
Yeah, Showtime Sports.
Go for it.
one guy that we haven't been talking about, that Jermall Charlo said, man, I've always wanted to get in the ring with this dude and put some hands.
And once again, this is Brian Custa from the Last Stand podcast. This is on Showtime Sports YouTube channel. So credit to Brian Custa and Showtime.
Who's that one guy?
Why does it sound so low? Is it me? Let me check that. Is it? It's not me. Everything's up over here.
Out there that we haven't been talking about, that we'd be surprised about. You say, you know, I've always wanted to fight this cat.
Terrence Crawford.
Oh, how about that? Yeah.
What'd you think? I mean, is this more, but anything on his initial facial expressions or nothing? It's just cool now. Let's just press play?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
I'll fight him. I'll fight you, Terrence. Yeah. Yeah. I'll come back down to 54 and fight Terrence Crawford. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
So that's it. They literally never went back to it. That's all we got. But we also have this from Crawford, who says, Jermall, because this is obviously Jermall Charlo's verified Instagram. Go full screen. You can see there Jermall Charlo's as my cursor hovers over the future of boxing. So he's putting crying emojis. And these are not crying, like laughing out loud crying. So what are these?
No, I mean, I use those as like I'm laughing my fucking
ass. Oh, so
ass
you're
off.
In tears here. You're like, yeah. Oh, okay. I thought this was like extra sad. Or I mean, figured it would be laughing.
I think it depends because I've seen people use it both like how Danny's saying and how you're thinking
honestly,
too.
Yeah, I have seen people use it both ways, so I don't know.
So I'm assuming these are laughing out loud so much I'm crying tears.
That's how I took it when I saw it.
Okay, so that being said, he's in tears. He's holding his stomach laughing, and he's like, Jermall, you coming down to fight me at 54? Still laughing. He says, bro, I know you would. I believe you, too. But your brother's still pussy. So that, to me, says...
With the wink face at the end.
Exactly. So that, to me, says Jermall is fighting Jermell's battles. Now, we all know it sounds crazy because Jermell's the undisputed 154th champ. There's nothing he's afraid of. But it is my interpretation of Terrence's tweet that that's how he's taking it. Like, you a pussy. Your big brother got to fight me. All I can do is interpret it.
Yeah, I mean, Terrence did, you know, obviously call Jermell a pussy in that tweet.
Yeah.
So for him to say that, he like, yeah, I'm in agreement with you, Ness, because it's like, yeah. So I believe you. I believe you'll do it. But your brother basically saying you doing it because your brother won't.
Exactly.
You know, that's exact. What you got there, Ness?
I got some mic bites for me and you. No, man, there's a few left. We got like three ears.
They're legit ears, right?
Yeah. Like, with the piece missing.
Oh, fuck.
These three earlobes.
Is this the same bag I left?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Bro, so, I don't do that. This was ours. We eat it. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to eat it without you, but it's three in there.
No, I mean, I left it there for you. I'm just surprised you haven't ate them yet.
I'll murder these. Don't say it again.
Well, let me get
they
one.
They got some grape. They got grape, too.
And then you could get, so look, they're missing a piece of an ear.
So how hard is it to get these?
Bro, let me tell you. We've been looking for them.
Not hard anymore, because Hardeen has them.
Shout out to Hardeen.
I'll go ahead and take this last one.
Yeah, I told you to.
Mm-hmm. Chili Vander. Yeah. Yo. So, what's the poll? Should Jermall fight him? Or is Jermall capping and he can't make 54? Because the thing is, do we care? You got to care.
You do have to care.
You have to care. It's got to be like, nah, I don't want that fight, man. Jermall going to be weight drained. That shit ain't no real fight.
Or why would Terrence fight the brother who's not the champion at that weight class?
Never thought of that. I've been preparing for this show since yesterday. That shit never crossed my mind.
I mean,
I like the fight so much. The fact that it would be for absolutely nothing never crossed my mind.
Yeah, like for me, you know, I like Maul. And Maul, obviously, a two-division champ, but it's like...
Well, it was Maul that called for it, so he don't care about no belt.
Yeah, but I'm saying us as a fan, as a consumer,
Mayweather McGregor had no belt on the line and we paid for that pay-per-view.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, like, Jermall literally has a twin brother in that same division that Terrence has previously called out who currently holds all the belts. Because
he says, but your brother's still pussy, so he's like, I got to fight you because he ain't fighting me. And if I fight him and beat him, now you got to fight me. Because now the world is noticing. Now every interview I do, yeah, I'm only fighting him because his brother won't fight me. You know what I'm saying? But when I knock him down, then his brother going to have to fight me. Or he really going to show the world you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. That's how he could do it.
Definitely.
If he on some marketing shit.
Definitely a way to look at it. I don't know. I feel like something that is important that I feel many people haven't spoke on is the fact that this fight wouldn't happen for at least, like, I don't know, maybe 10, 12 months.
So you're saying this is only happening after Earl?
Absolutely.
You don't think they'll risk it?
No.
Even based off my interview with Mayweather.
And it's really...
My thorough conversation with Floyd Mayweather yesterday about this.
In what form?
In what regard? Well, remember, he started talking about ESPN and how they put out things that might not be true.
Correct.
And he said, ESPN don't know if it's true. I know if it's true because I'm on the back end. You know what I'm saying? And he said, when that fight is ready, Earl versus Crawford, I will announce it. So then everybody just went to the next guy. I'm like, oh, so what are you saying? Do you have an invest? Because you've shown invested interest in Crawford in the past. Are you saying only you could announce it because you will be signing Crawford? You ain't hear none of that?
Yeah, I heard it.
Oh, why? And then he said, you know, he had to put that bitch in reverse and clean it up. You know what I'm saying? He started talking, I don't know, politically, like, well, nah, you know, I'm just saying when it gets announced, it will be us. So he didn't make it clear whether or not something was up with him and Crawford, but he still left that open. And he said that the date of October 29th is wrong. Now, how wrong is Coppinger? A week? 2 weeks? How wrong is he? Is it not really October? Because remember, me and you did math. October was 120 days away a couple days ago. You know, so we're no longer 4 months away from that October date. If we're going to promote a super fight, quote unquote, we do need an announcement here pretty soon.
Pretty soon.
I mean, think about it.
No, yes. You are correct.
I got July schedule already up.
Pretty soon, but, you know, they did announce Floyd Triple G far out, and I've seen zero promotion for that fight.
Who?
Canelo Triple G.
Well, that was the promotion far out. That's how it is. We announced it. As time gets closer, we'll put out some more. Then it'll be some content. They might do a virtual press conference or a media workout from Big Bear. Like, that's how you do it. Rather than just wait 60 days out to announce, do press conference, and then the fight pops up, you know, the back half of that last 30. Yeah, but we never decided if we're doing a poll and what should it be.
I don't know.
Yeah, see, because there's a lot of questions. Yeah. Do you want this before Earl? Do you not? Do you want it after Earl instead of Jermell? Do you not? You know, like, do you want this at all?
Right.
Then there's, do you even believe it's true? Do you even believe that Jermall can actually make it? Keep in mind, he told us way back when that he couldn't make 54. Then he said, fuck it, I'm going to bite down and make it just to beat this dude to show you I ain't scared. And then it was just I couldn't make this weight no more. So then he moved up. He moved up. And then he posted not too long ago, I showed you guys that he posted the biggest super middleweight in the world. We screen shared it. So which one is it? Is he the biggest super middleweight in the world, but he could still make 54, even though way back then he said he couldn't make it? Like, I don't know. I'm just trying to figure it out. I'm just trying to figure it out, man. Mr. Sharp says he wants Earl first. Raw Dog says this is all BS.
All BS?
I mean, I don't know. The audio is there. You know, this is Custer and Charlo, you know?
You know, for me, I'm glad to see that you were excited at the thought of the fight, even with nothing on the line for it. Like, it's that enticing to you.
I think big fights are big fights.
Love it.
You know, it would be better. It would be better, but I get it. Charlo had to put the seed. He had to put the seed. This was never thought of. This was never thought of. No one ever thought of this. Now, I'm sure if I had a super fan, they could find me saying this the same day that I said Terrence should move up and fight Triple G. Why not fight Jamal? You know, there's plenty of people in boxing that jump up two divisions. So now I got to revisit that. Maybe Jamal's throwing a bait out there. Like, man, I'll come down and fight you at 54. But Terrence got a soundbite that said something like, they're going to say I beat you because you stood in the weight class too long. Right? So he's very conscious. He understands how we think as fans, how we think as trolls, people that comment on his posts. So I think if they can get serious, he can challenge Jamal for the super, not the super, but for the middleweight title of the world. Kell Brook moved up two divisions to fight Gennady. Jamal has not shown that he is the puncher of Gennady. And Kell Brook has not shown that he is the skilled fighter that Terrence Crawford is. I think Maul is being slick. Because you're right. I never thought of that. I could come down. They could complain and say, you could be the new Chad Dawson if you want, or Andre Ward. I came down. The big dominant fighter came down to fight the other dominant fighter. You got the win. Everybody gives me the pass because you sucked me down. Chad Dawson, Canelo Alvarez, plenty of others. You know what I'm saying? So Terrence and his team could say, yo, we could do that, get the win, and they ain't going to give us the credit. They're going to say he was, you know, smoked out, couldn't make the weight, drain.
Oh, no,
or we could jump up the full 2 week classes and beat his ass for 160 and take that belt. Just saying. I've been watching Crawford.
If you Terrence, I mean, if I'm Terrence, the idea,
let me pull up some shit for
the
you.
The idea has to at least cross my mind now that Jamal threw out 54.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, let's do catchweight 55 with the belt on the line.
I ain't even think of 55. He on some Canelo Cotto shit.
I'm just saying.
Cotto, like, Canelo shit.
You threw out 54. Matter of fact, I'll give you a pound back. I'll give you a pound back.
Should I say Cotto Canelo? He started that. Put something inside your starter cap.
You get what I'm saying? Like, nah, that's cool. You said 54. I'll give you a pound back.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it at 55.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, for that belt.
Or 57, like Cotto versus Martinez. Because, you know, Jamal struggled. He said his words.
I hear you. His words were also, I'll come to 54 to fight you. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He threw that out there. Floyd says Canelo's team offered the 52 catch weight.
Let me get a screenshot here just so I can show you some size. Now, this doesn't do justice. You and I was just with Floyd yesterday evening. This picture makes Floyd look tall. He's not. The purpose of me showing you these pictures are to show you how tall Terrence is. That I think if this fight becomes a reality and we start seeing face-offs, we're going to be actually shocked that Jamel isn't that much bigger. Maybe with in frame, but height and reach, no. So look at James Toney, the heavyweight next to Terrence Crawford. Roy Jones, the heavyweight next to Terrence Crawford.
The heavyweight.
He's a fucking heavyweight. He's been a heavyweight for the last 15 years.
Yeah, no, I hear you. But he's also, like, crouched down a bit. Right?
Look at Marquez.
Uh-huh.
who fought Floyd next to Terrence Crawford. Look at Andre Ward, 175-pounder next to Terrence Crawford. And this is Andre Ward post-75, so he's a heavyweight. He's a heavyweight. And he flirted with going to heavyweight for Joshua. They never bit. Mosley next to Crawford. These are all at the Hall of Fame in Canastota. Cotto looking short next to Crawford, who fought Saddam Ali at welterweight, which is the division that Crawford's in. Now look at him next to Antonio Tarver, who, yes, he's slightly, you know, tilted.
So is Bernard.
But Bernard, I don't think, unlike Danny, I think Bernard's nice, straight up. He's actually, if you look at the feet, well, you can't see that, right? You can't even see, or you can see Bernard's back foot. So you can see that his back foot is where Crawford's front foot is. So he's slightly forward. That's why he looks as big. Layla Ali, and this is why I said, damn, is she a heavyweight?
No.
And I don't mean that. Come on, why? We've been saying heavyweight. He wants to laugh. I called all the other men heavyweight. I say a woman's a heavyweight, I'm disrespecting.
No. I can see why, though, because, you know, she's not a
she's
tiny
massive
person.
Massive next
yeah.
to him.
Yeah, I mean, she's my height, so.
What?
Yeah, Layla's 5'10".
No.
Layla's 5'10".
She looks taller than that.
No, Layla's 5'10", but I
she's not your height.
Ness,
she got heels on.
Yes.
She got heels on. She got heels on.
She's rocking on her feet. Or maybe Terrence dress shoes got uncomfortable and he took them off.
Nah, he had it looked like Louis Vuitton.
No, I'm
sneakers.
Saying, but at this point, you know,
the Louis Vuitton sneakers don't hurt, and you can see them right there at the bottom left foot. Holly Holmes. Now this was a little weird. I'm like, wait, I thought Crawford was big. This girl looks massive next to him.
Now look at the shoulders though. His shoulders are above, are basically where her shoulders are at.
She looks. That's Holly Holmes, right?
Yeah, Holly
yeah,
Holmes.
It's Holly Holmes.
Shout out to Holly Holmes.
She's 5'8".
She was a boxer, but she looks damn good there. She's got to be, what, 37, 38?
40, I think she's in her 40s.
Man, you killing it, girl. Do your thing.
Go ahead, Holly.
Hell
yeah, she's
yeah.
40. She
she's
is 40.
Fucking looking good right there, bro.
She did get robbed in her last fight, but that's neither here nor there.
Hmm. So, you know, that's that in terms of me trying to show you that he can contend. Now, if we want to continue about can he contend with a big guy? We all know he spars with Steve Nelson, the undefeated super middleweight.
Light heavy, no?
Nah. He was in Berlanga's division, and they was trying to make that fight.
I thought he moved up. I thought
really?
He was light heavy.
I'll check it. I'll check it.
I could be wrong.
Nah, it's all good, Steve.
But
Nelson.
Yes, not just him, but Rob Brandt, former middleweight champ. Who also campaigned as super middleweight for a bit.
We know he sparred Jesus Ramos, who's 54, but is huge.
Yes, very big, 54.
So Steve Nelson, 17-0, 14 KOs, inactive super middleweight, last fight at 67.5, before that 67.25, 67.5, 67.75, 67.25, 67.5. No, just making sure you know he's at super middleweight.
All right.
I mean,
you know, I'm sure he walked.
And by the way, I'm being told from sources, Canelo GGG 3 media tour is soon, maybe the end of the week. So, boom, Danny, thinking they just dropped the ball. No way. Canelo got it. Listen, I guarantee you Eddie spends more money than he did on Bivol. For one, it's Triple G, and they know that there is a return. For two, they need to make the casual fan forget he lost. So there's going to be propaganda out there, heavy. Videos, interviews, all that greatness. Watch. Maybe not interviews, because then they can ask him about, oh, to get a la revancha, you want the rematch?
No, I'm sure he'll speak on it.
No, I know, but he'll speak on it when he wants versus being open to doing a lot of interviews and being asked that question from everyone. Just control it. Put it out once. Yeah, after this, we're going for the rematch. End of story. You know, don't give Bivol too much light and shine. We shall see. We still haven't come up with a poll, and I think we need to come up with a poll before we open up these phone lines. We need to understand Oh, CYP doesn't like the fight. Look at him making it, making height issues there. He's like, he's standing next to Shakur. Don't show that, though. I got no issue showing that but whenever I'm ready to build the case for Shakur being ready for welterweight. Yo, what should the poll be?
I mean, I think it should just be a simple would you rather, you know, at this point.
Would you rather what? See? See,
no,
I think you're complicating
no,
it. What?
No. Mel or Maul?
Hmm.
Who would you rather Terrence fight at 54 first? Mel or Maul?
Who would you rather Terrence?
And as we will open up these phone lines momentarily, just want to remind everybody to like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. Because we are live 7 days a week bringing you guys the hottest boxing content. Only did two shows in the Floyd Mayweather press conference yesterday.
Something light.
Something light for Monday night, you know.
Something light. You see, you know, who got the most eye contact in the room?
Yesterday?
Yeah.
Outside of Floyd?
That was a good one. Yeah.
I mean, I say the Japanese fighter.
I think Ellie. I think Ellie. I was going to lie and say me, but then as I was sitting here waiting to give you my answer, because I did feel like my shit was impactful, and he kept looking at me. And then after my question, his whole next fucking 10 minutes was to clear up what I just said and make sure he separates himself from the Devin Haney's, the Tanks, and all those champs and distinguish that in his era, champions were different. And in this era, he could take a journalist and build them up. Where he said he could take them to?
Yo, he said, fuck, like down south or some.
He said, I could take a journalist. Yeah, hypothetically, I'm going to make up a state because we don't remember exactly.
I think
but he
said Texas, no?
He said, I could take a journalist. I could take you in the back, a journalist. I could take you to Texas and build you up. 24 months later, you a champ. That's how many belts there is. He said right now, and he fucked up. Nobody laughed because they scared of Floyd. He said right now, he loved doing this. He said right now, in the top 10, right now, in the top 10.
They got 12.
They got 12 champions. I said, what the fuck? And I heard myself laugh, and then nobody laughed. I said, oh, shit. I put my head down because it was so intimate. It was only like 30 of us in that bitch, right? What you say? 80? 70?
Nah, I mean, I would say there's probably about 50 or 60 people in the room.
So believe me.
But half of the people was like KISS people, you know what I'm saying?
And the other half was like, you know the type. Don't ever say nothing at a press conference. They just recording you do all the fucking work, you know? So it was just Ron from Fight Hype that spoke, Danny from TBV, me from TBV, Ellie from ES News, and then Translator. Like, I don't remember another that any... Oh, the Las Vegas dude.
Yes.
He spoke. He got three questions
on.
Plus a conversation.
The news guy.
Mm-hmm.
The news guy spoke.
And then after that, the media scrum, he addressed that dude like, oh, you know when I bought a team, you know I want you to, you know, to cover it and all that.
But, I mean, even for the scrum, it was like me, you, Ron, Ellie.
Ellie, yeah.
Yeah. And that guy.
And that's what I'm saying, the Vegas guy. All right, so I got, who would you rather Terrence Crawford fight first, Jermell or Jamal?
At 54.
At 154. So
we're going to stick with 54, even though, you know, I threw out the catch weight and I would prefer for...
Yeah, I would prefer it before
but,
belt.
But, the you know, we're throwing it out there because we're not putting that in there because obviously that's me saying that.
Yeah.
Maul, though, he said 54, so that's what we're going to go with. You know, I just like to throw good ideas out there.
So what would be the options? We got four. What do you want them to be?
I mean, it could only be... Well, Jermell, right? Jamal.
So you want fight Jermell.
Right.
Fight Jermell. Jermall Charlo. Okay. Next.
Fight Jermall.
Not Jermall Charlo.
Sure. And then you could even put fight Jermall, but at 55 for the belt.
Fight Jermall, not Jermall. Now, should we really open it up? Because now we're dividing the audience if we do fight Jermall at 55 for a catchweight belt. Now, so now, because now the audience that still wants Jermall but wants him at 54 because that's what he said, they're divided.
Because
it's guys like that. You got to remember Canelo Floyd. Oh, no, Canelo should have never said it. Floyd only did what he said in the interview. So it's like, nah, bro, why are we going to do a 55 and let him gain? Not, like, Terrence Crawford fans probably want to hold on to 54.
I know. I'm just saying if you give it another pound, now you can add another belt to your collection in a division that he's never even spoke about.
But that's logical. Very. But some people might just want that pound because he said years ago it was hard to make 54. They know it would be hard now. Ensures Terrence the guaranteed win.
I don't know that 1 pound would
You start asking that question. If it actually ask the fighters the question, what's the hardest weight to lose? They're gonna tell you them last 1 and 2 pounds.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying I'm not disagreeing with you, but what I'm saying is I don't know that that would determine the victor in this fight specifically.
Man, I think having a 1 pound advantage is even a mental advantage. Like it could be easier to make the weight because it's already registered in his mind. That's cataloged that it was hard to make 54. That's why it came out his mouth. So having to make 55, that could be mentally all he needs. But listen, do we leave it at the two options or do you want me to add that other option of fight him at 55? Fight? Shit, what the fuck?
Oh, shit. No, because you do make a good point, Ness. So I think maybe you could throw a third option of Terrence never makes it to 54.
Ooh, now you're dividing the people into saying he won't make it because the Earl fight took place.
Well, then we just keeping it as simple.
There's two answers there.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. I like
Unless that. You could think of something better, but I can't.
Let me see. What are you reading that they got? Because the poll is blocking the chat. What are they suggesting? They being the chat, live chat. You could join us on our live chat right here at youtube.com/TheBoxingVoice. Make us your choice every day, Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to about 9 a.m., sometimes even 10 a.m., depending on the guest and the conversation, the calls.
I'm seeing some fight them both. Fight people in your own division. How about that? And then people kind of going elsewhere with it.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I don't see why people are upset, man. Let people dare to be great. Other people do it. Canelo just did it and lost. You know what I'm saying? Let people try to do what they, you know, consider to be great or what they deem to be great. Like, Jesus. I think that's a great fight.
Yeah, I don't have an issue with the fight at all.
Oh man, I think the third option has to be don't need or want this fight.
These, it would have to be these because you're given two options, so.
Well, I
think you're overthinking the champ.
No, I'm not. Because if I put these, then we're talking both Charlos. And people definitely want him to move up to 54 to fight Jermell.
That's why you keep it at two.
Okay.
The question is who you want them to fight first.
Okay.
Keep it at two.
Okay. Listen, these are things that we got to go through. We got to know that we're doing the right thing before we make these polls. Poll is out. Let us know. What do you think?
And for those of you looking to call in, as we are going to open up the phone lines before we have part of the dynasty.
Second part.
Emiliano Vargas will be in studio joining us today. So for all the patrons, you guys can head over to patreon.com/theboxingvoice. Make sure to get your question in. And for those of you looking to call in, before we get Emiliano, the number to call is 425-569-5241. Press 1 one time. And we are also
Let me
on
get
Discord.
A screen share. I don't want to show Shakur. I want to show you how big Terrence Crawford really is.
Yeah, Fundora's like 9 feet tall, though.
Exactly. And he don't look so tall next to Terrence. What'd you think?
That's a fight I'd like. Why didn't you put Fundora on the pole?
Fundora called out Earl. He wants to go down, not up. Terrence wants to go up.
Wait, are they in the same weight class?
No.
Nah, he's at 54 where Terrence wants to go, but Fundora...
wants to go down?
Yeah, he's like, I'm thin, man. I'm going down.
Yeah, Fundora crazy.
Yeah.
Spider crab.
All right.
We do have some callers already.
Oh, okay.
It's just...
It's messed up?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
We got a hardwire. It's a simple fix. I just got to...
No problems.
Know,
no problems. So let me see what I got. Let me see if my looks different here for Blog Talk.
I don't see anybody on Blog Talk.
Okay.
Discord, though, we have some.
All right. Well, let's give me a segundo here to do some of this.
Remember to rate us 5 stars on iTunes.
Sprinkle with a little of
Subscribe
this.
Subscribe to youtube.com/theboxingvoice for the latest and greatest interviews with your favorite fighters.
And then who's on Discord?
First up, we got J-Mac.
All right. Buenos dias. Thank you for calling in, my friend. New Orleans, stand up.
I'm in the ocean. You say you the big fish. I'm looking for you.
Maybe this fish get his tail out his butt and he'll fight.
You are watching a master at work.
Black,
baby.
When I stop him, y'all gonna say he was
too weak.
Oh, big and a motherfucker, man. We ain't gonna be able to fire your punk ass
out here.
You wanna bet
$1
million?
Let's bet
$1 million. I'll break your fucking neck.
J-Man,
New Orleans.
Don't like what I said, nigga. Do something fucking
about it. No. Give me the towel.
Give me the towel. Yo, good morning. How's it sound?
Straight.
That's Danny.
What up?
I'm not against the fight. I just think it should be the third fight after Bud knocks out Spence, beats Charlo, Jamel, and then Jamal. I mean, you're talking about the 160-pounder who has fights that he hasn't fought at 160. He's got a fight he can make at 168. I do remember him saying it was hard for him to get down to 154. But, I mean, you got his brother who's killing it at 154 right now. Why would we want to see that fight before Jamal? What has Jamal done to even call a fight out? I mean, y'all brought up Spider Crab. Even though I think Jamal and both Charlos will beat Spider Crab, I think that's a name that he could call out. But not to say I don't want the fight. I just don't think Jamal at 160 should get the fight first. It should definitely go in Spence, then Jamal. And if Bud beat Jamel, then they could do the build up like he fighting both of the brothers. Then he could get his get back. He give him something more of a leg to stand on instead of him just jumping in front of his brother when his brother is the undisputed champion. So that's my pick. Errol, Jamel, and then Jamal. That's my call.
All right, appreciate the call.
What was his reason why he couldn't skip the line?
Up next we got CYP.
What up?
y'all hear me?
Mm-hmm.
What has he done to call somebody out from an Andrade fan? All right. Anyway, now I've been trying to tell y'all that Jamal is just as good as Jamel, maybe better. Why don't people believe this? Because the 154 division is the PBC division. 147. PBC division. 168, you can get some real good fights there. Now you go to 135, not so much a PBC division. That's why Tank goes 130, 135, 140, because it's too hard to get those three other dudes to fight you on your terms because they're not PBC fighters. Y'all got to understand the difference. You really believe that if Jamal was still at 154 and they were sharing, them belts would be unified between both of them, There would not be no one undisputed champion if both of them brothers were in the same division, because they're just as good as each other. One just had to move up to a division that ain't really fucking with him. If they do fight with him and Crawford, I would love to see the fight. But I told y'all, I got a hierarchy in my, and Maul's come before Crawford. Crawford's under him. Hey, hey, and where's my intro, man? We got to light these people up with the intro. Run that.
You got an intro now?
Did you send it?
Yeah, I sent it to the email.
Oh, okay. Hey, I see it. I see it.
I need one of y'all. Y'all listen to it first and then let the crowd hear it.
Nah, we're going to play. We're going to play so you can see our you know, natural
immediate reaction.
Immediate reaction.
Pretty long intro there, I see. We'll see. You up there with Bougie. He said Bougie can't have the longest intro.
He must have went to Dollar.
He went to Dollar.
He went to Dollar. You got a long intro. You went to Dollar for sure.
Oh, man. Let me pull that
My
up.
Boy Dollar get you a full track.
A full track. It gotta be Dollar. Let's say TBV intro. Let me see.
What's up, Ness? What you got on the topic? Danny. What about
Depot.
You, Danny? Shit, man. Y'all lying. Y'all some podcasters. Y'all ain't got nothing on the topic. What's up, Bo? Well, fuck you then, punk. And y'all chat niggas got something on the topic? No.
Yo, he got a full-blown skit. That's the Debo skit. He funny as hell.
Yo, that's funny as hell. Yeah.
Yo.
Yo, that's probably the most creative topic, I mean, intro we got. Yeah, that's different. Who we got next?
So we have J-Mac back again.
If you're on Blog Talk, don't forget to hit the numero uno at least one time to let us know you're ready to rock and roll. J-Mac, Boomerang, what up?
Yo.
Yo.
Like I was saying, since Andrade was brought up, he was at 160 and they didn't fight, but Jamal is wanting to move down and fight a guy in Terrence Crawford who never ever fought at the big class. But like I said, I'm not against the fight being made. If Jamal can move down to 154 and make that weight, not a 155, not a catch weight, you don't do it. Like when Chad Dawson wanted to fight Andre Ward, he said he would move down, and he moved down and got his ass whooped. So, of course, it would be at 154. But I'm not against the fight. I just think it should be in the order of Bud and Errol, Bud and Mel, and then Bud and Maul. Ain't no way Maul could get in front of what Mel, because Mel actually got the belts. And since we're talking about what Jamal haven't done at 160, he hasn't fought Benavidez, but Benavidez is not a champion. So why should Bud move up and fight him if it's valid or he can't get nothing from it? Definitely, instead of fighting Jamal, who got the undisputed and got all the belts. And like, it just don't make no sense to me. Jamal hasn't did anything to where he can jump in front Errol or Jamal. I mean, he still got to fight the guys in his division or fight Benavidez
I got a question. Go ahead. So if he does fight Spence first, right?
Uh-huh.
Because to me, the scenario would be Spence first, and then you move up, right?
Right.
So would you still have an issue if the fight with Maul happens before the fight with Mel?
No, I wouldn't, because I'm not against the fight. Like, I don't care if Bud won't fight Jamal at 154. I don't give a shit who he wants to fight. If his team signed for the fight, I'm going with Bud no matter what. Even if I think he will win or lose, it's going to be a tough fight. But I don't have a problem with it being Jamal before Jamal. But it would come off funny that the big brother at 160 had to step up for the brother at 154, who actually is the best at 154. So when Bud tweet, like y'all brought up in reference, it's kind of like, I believe you, but goddamn, nigga, you're not the dude at 154. You got to fight your brother Bradles. And what happened, then we can say, well, nigga, you ain't taking care of your business at 160.
Cut it. That's exactly how I said people may interpret it. But I think Earl, I think Mel, none of that shit matters. If he wants to move to 60 and become a middleweight champ and challenge Jamal, he could turn around and say, nah, I don't want to fight you at 54, so people could say, that I weight drained you. Give me a 57 or a full 60, and I fight you for your belt. And now I'm a four division champ, like Canelo did.
What's the possibility of that fifth?
Like Canelo did. Canelo moved from 60 to 75. So, you know, anybody else can do it.
No. He moved from 54. It was from 54 to 64. So technically super middleweight. And then
he moved
60.
To 75 for
no,
the one fight.
No, then 60, champ.
Okay, but then he moved to 75.
Yes, then to 75.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, he's moved up significant weight classes. He's jumped twice.
Yeah.
He's jumped two, rather.
But what I was getting at was that from 54, he skipped middleweight.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess technically, unless you count those catch weights, you know.
I mean, he won the middleweight title from Cotto at 55 catchweight.
Yeah, so he went from 55 to 64 and a half.
When he fought Chavez.
Right. I'm saying he skipped over the 60-pound limit. We got Chuck Supremacy with a $5 super chat saying, Mel said he won't fight David because he doesn't offer anything, but he's willing to move down to fight Crawford. Like, he has something to offer?
Crawford offers legacy. Stop the lies. Crawford has accomplished way more than David Benavidez, man. Let's not even go there. Jeez. Did you get to Spray Robinson?
And then, no.
Let me take it from the top. $5 super chat from Fred Robinson is the first one of the day. He says, we all wanted to beat up someone for our brother before. Besides, it's not like fighters have not went down one weight class before. Got the Axiom with a 199 super chat says, Mayweather more active than his own fighters. Average boxing fan, 499 super chat says, why is this a topic? Maul ain't even the man at 60. And how is this any different from Fandora calling out EJ? Why would Bud fight the lesser of the twins? Crying emoji. Because, you know, we're talking about it because Jamal Charlo did an interview with Brian Custard in Showtime. Showtime has over 1 million subscribers. When I was watching the interview, it had 22,000. What does it have now? Do you have it up?
I can. Give me 10 seconds.
You have to talk about it. Crawford tweeted about it. Let me get a screen share. And as you can see, he's got three crying emojis. Says, at Future of Boxing, who is Jamal Charlo? You coming down to fight me at 54? More crying emojis. Bro, I know you would. I believe you too. But your brother's still pussy. Wink emoji. So, you know, we got to talk about it. 2,500 people liked it. 198 50K. People quote tweeted, which means 198 different people use this tweet to start a conversation, and 406 retweets. And I haven't even partaked yet. So let me give you one of those and one of those. Feel me?
So it has 50K on Showtime.
Mm-hmm.
And then 640 on The Last Stand.
640 views.
Yeah.
Okay. So, that is 50K. That's 30,000 more than when I seen it yesterday. That's it's growing some legs, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
And for anyone just tuning in, I'll let you hear what we're talking
out there that we haven't been talking about, that we'd be surprised about. You say, you know, I've always wanted to fight this cat.
Terrence Crawford.
Oh!
Now the question is there anyone out there that we'd be surprised about that you'd say, I always wanted to fight this cat? He chose to say Terrence. So when you say why, that's why. He wants to challenge himself. He sees something in Crawford. He sees some skills, and he wants to challenge himself. You know? That being said,
let me tell you something, champ.
Tell me.
You didn't finish watching that Shakur $1 million worth of game, did you?
Not completely. I told you after the dumbass.
Yeah.
I cut out.
So let me tell you, you did finish watching it then. Because whoever edited that fucked up and just inserted the shit on the back. So it's like the same shit all over again.
Oh, so when it starts in the beginning. It's looping. It's not finishing.
I'm saying after that long-ass ad you was talking about, maybe two-thirds of the way in, everything after that is the shit from the beginning.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, at least the first couple minutes, because I was like, wait, this is from earlier. And then I thought maybe they were recapping, and they weren't. And then I kept watching. So I watched maybe for 5 more minutes, and then I was like, yo, this is all like the same shit from earlier.
Mm.
So unless they figured it out after, but yeah, man, I was like, what the hell? I thought they was going to give us some more gems. That shit was hilarious. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, man. It was a good interview. I seen the way you were laughing, and I told you how I was laughing. They're good.
Yeah. But you see what I mean on how they had, like, the couch set up, and it was just a more comfortable.
Yeah, but they're both in great shape, Danny. That's why you don't – even Shakur took his jacket off. There's no stomachs there. You and I can't be on a couch. Like, let's stop the bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
By the end of summer, we can.
Maybe.
By the end of summer, we can. But, Austin, who we got, man?
We got a Hawk.
In?
Maryland. What time is it?
Hawk time.
Uh-oh.
What time is it?
Hawk in Maryland.
Holy shit.
Holy.
Great
show. Yes. Dan. And Brandon. I'm out. Yo.
Yo.
Oh, right. What's up? TBV. What's up, Ringwalk?
What up?
Yo, Ness.
What up?
Hey, see what? I saw some of that in that Terrence Crawford thing. I see Terrence Crawford said he said he's going to 160. So he said he don't mind going to 160. So I mean, if he's gonna make them fight, yeah, I like to see him. They all need the main squared. If Canelo can jump up and fight different weight classes and be recognized, like, that's what's giving him so much glow, then let Terrence Crawford do it. If he fights Earl Spence first, when he goes to fight Charlo and them, he's going to have a loss. So that's the only difference. I just think he'll have a loss on his record when he goes to fight Charlo if he fights Earl Spence first. That's about it. Other than that, yeah, go fight both of them. Shit, I'd love to see it.
Hell yeah.
I'd love to see it. But what I'm about to say, this is what I wanted to ask you. I see Floyd say Jake Paul and Andre Ward might be getting it in.
He said he talked to Andre Ward, and Andre Ward said he was interested in something like that. But, you know, it was just talks.
Okay.
We don't know what's going to come from it. I mean, maybe that's what Ward needs. You know, once you get that exhibition in, you send me back into shape, and then he could probably get all the way back in the game.
That's what I'm talking about. That might just shake the leaves and get the cobwebs out. Then before you know it, Andre Ward talking about Canelo and whoever else out there.
Mm.
So, yeah, I hope he do get out there and get a little exhibition in. Not so he can just beat up Jake Paul or nothing. I just like to see him back in the ring. And then,
but Jake ain't Andre taking Ward, that fight. It might be Logan. Maybe Logan takes it because he's more of the exhibition fighter. He ain't really trying to get a fight. Jake out here trying to really have a career, so I don't think he going to jump into no war fight. It ain't even worth it for him.
The money might be.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, the money be there. And also, the younger brother's bigger. You know, he's like 200-something. So he would be in more of the weight class of Andre Ward. Or it looked like he about 190.
Yeah, 190, I want to say.
But I appreciate it.
Who next?
Great show. Out.
Actually, I got some callers on Blog Talk. Let me get to.
Get your ass in the ring. Hey, no, man.
BoxingWords.com.
Hey, Daddy.
Boxing, say your man's name.
This is Dollar B.
Yeah, up here. You got to get it out of thinking, motherfucker. That's why I'm on BoxingWords.com.
Who we got? Who we got?
We got Liz Lowe.
Yo, TBV, can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. What's happening, man?
What up?
Everything, Coach. Hey, man, I'm going to first start this call out by saying I love when Jamal give interviews. That boy be putting his foot in his mouth so much, but the shit is comical. I like Jamal, shout. So this is the only way I would like to see that fight. I ain't got no problem with the fight. But if Spence and Bud don't come to agreement, that means Mel ain't going to come to agreement because he follows Spence. Then I guess we can take the Jamal fight. But you know how we want it. We want Spence. We want to go in order. Spence. We want Jamal. Jamal, man, nigga, you got people to fight, bro. Go find somebody to fight, dog. But if you want that Bud action, come on down here to 54. And 55 ain't bad neither, because then that way Bud can get another title. So I give him the pound, Ness. You say us Bud fans don't want to give him a pound? Get that nigga the pound, man. Let's run this shit, man. You know I'm all about this right here. So shout out to the boxers, man. Shout out to everybody. I'm out there count. Let go, Bud.
Appreciate it, Liz Lowe. Thank you for calling. And who we got next?
On Blog Talk. It's all on Blog
all
Talk.
On Blog Talk. All right. Yeah, I forgot that's not mirroring what I got here. Looks like we got Machine Gun on Blog Talk.
I'm going to go ahead and beat up Danny Garcia.
Hey, Daddy, this is Dollar Bill.
You can take out that green jacket because I just took your bill.
It's fly,
you can't
baby.
Even set out an arena. Don't read your paper when you fight me. Sit down somewhere. Sit down somewhere. Sit down somewhere. You will not be fighting on paper people off of me.
You got a mute, Ness.
What? I am.
Yo,
what up, fams?
What up, what up, what up?
Over here. What up?
Morning. At first hearing, I didn't like the thought of it, and then I kind of sat down on it and rethought about it, and I kind of do like the thought of this fight. But I like Danny's idea of, you know, get him to come down to 55, that way you can get a middleweight belt out of it if you do beat him. But at the same time, it's a lose-lose for Maul, because if you lose to Crawford, that looks bad on your career. But if you beat Crawford, the public's going to say you were picking on a welterweight.
I don't think it'd be that bad. I mean, it'd probably be
ain't nobody say GGG was picking.
I'm sure it'd probably be his best-selling pay-per-view.
I mean, but they said Canelo was picking on Khan when he brought him up to fight for the middleweight belt. They said
and
he pulled up
and they did 600,000 pay-per-views too.
Which I get that too. I'm just gonna say the casual general public would say that he was picking on a welterweight. Why didn't he fight Andre? Why didn't he fight Benavidez? Even though Crawford does bring more for a Charlo legacy, that's just something that the public would say. Not a general hardcore stance, but the general public will say, oh, he fought a welterweight. Just like where Earl fought Mikey, oh, he fought a lightweight. It would be the same thing. You know, it would do great numbers, very great fight, but I would like to see it. But at the same sense, if you're Jermell Charlo, you have all the belts. Like, you're going to keep having this sense of, oh, well, Jamal is going to have to keep fighting these dudes. He's picking your, he's taking your fights for you because you don't want to fight him. Granted, Bud going up would be the best thing. But if you're Bud going up, if you don't really get a Maul or a Mel, you wanted to fight Danny and Danny's up there. Why not try to pick a fight with Danny, because that's the fight you wanted at 47. That's my call.
Yeah, I mean, with that, we got to wait and see what happens with Jose Benavidez, because it's like, why would Bud fight Danny if he loses to Jose? Yo, if you're on Blog Talk, I know you want to talk, but you ain't pressed the one button at least one time on your keypad. Hit the numero uno on your keypad right now. There you go. There you go. You did it. You in the queue. What up?
We got a TBV People's Champ.
Oh, all the Bud fans coming.
Hello.
Anybody that knows me, I've been a player, whether it was in Alabama, Ohio, or anywhere around the globe.
TheBoxingBoys.com.
I've been smashing Telly Flips, man. I didn't have to become a millionaire to get that caliber of woman.
One of the people's choices, one of the fan favorites, the guy that can galvanize this crowd such as myself.
He's too ugly to be the world champ. The world champ should be pretty like me.
The AJ of trucking.
Whoop!
Yep, Brandon in Cincinnati.
Yes, promotion.
Yo, TDV, what's going on? Good morning, fellas.
What up?
What's good?
Yes, piggyback it. I don't know how deep y'all got into the Shakur interview, but it's a funny segment where Wallo ends up calling Danny Garcia.
Yeah, I caught that.
You caught that part?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, cool, cool. That shit was, yeah, they was on one. But as far as this fight, man, let me just say shout out to Joe Smith and Better B for saving my Juneteenth weekend. Because if they weren't in a 3-5 unification, we would have been resorting to have to watch Charlo and Selecki.
That's off, man. Your shit together. That's not even happening.
I know. Just imagine if Joe Smith and Better Be wasn't fighting and that shit wasn't off. That would have been my Juneteenth weekend. Shout out to them two white Europeans for saving my Juneteenth weekend. Jamal's clout chasing. He has nothing going on. Nobody cares about him. So you're trying to piggyback off the name of one of the biggest names in the sport. That's all I see here, folks. That's my call. Y'all have a good day.
So hold on a minute. How can you just brush this off as him piggybacking? When has he ever clout chased? Isn't he a two-division champ?
Shit, I don't know.
So why would you say that? Like, this isn't Rowley or...
Pookie was the prime king.
No, he wasn't, man. Get this guy out of here. You don't want to talk boxing. Now you're talking fictitious characters out of fucking drug movie. You know what I mean? What the fuck does Nino Brown and Pookie got to do with Jamal Charlo? Like, the fuck? Like, come on, bro. If you want Blog Talk, press the number one button. It's going to indicate to us that you want to come on the show. I got a few people who are obviously there listening, haven't pressed the one, so you got to let us know. Let me see, man. We got to get to these super chats because, Jesus, this guy crazy over here, this guy. You got to Chuck Supremacy. I'm not sure if you finished it because I cut you off, right?
Yeah, just reread it.
Chuck Supremacy with the $5 and the $1.99 at the same time.
I did read it.
Okay.
Fully. Pick up on the next one. After
and
that.
Looks like CYP sent the $5 to run his new intro back. Where is it? Right here, let me change it, put his name. They sent it as a TBV, CYP.
What's up, Ness? What you got on the topic?
Nothing.
Man. What about you, Danny? Shit, man. Y'all lying. Y'all some podcasters. Y'all ain't got nothing on the topic. What's up, Bo? Well, fuck you then, punk. And y'all chat niggas got something on the topic? No.
Hmm.
Yo, I didn't even hear my name the first time.
Hmm. Yeah, you win it. Phoenix Cantrell, $5 Super Chat says, Bud about to put Earl and the Charlo Cubs in the dirt. Disrespectful. In my Danny voice. All right.
Mm.
Which Danny was that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Is it you? Let me see where we at with the poll. Oh, wow. 81% said fight Jamel, not Jamal. And 19% said fight Jamal, not Jamel.
Mm.
Damn. That didn't go well.
I mean, the question is the first fight. So maybe they're looking at it like, you know, fight the 54-pound champ first and then fight the 60-pound champ next.
Yeah. Maybe we should end that poll and see even like the fight?
I do want to remind – yeah, that's cool. I like that poll. I do want to remind everybody that we will be having Emiliano Vargas, that's right, part of the Vargas dynasty, in studio here joining us live. In 15 minutes, so if you guys head over to patreon.com/theboxingvoice and you're a patron, you can definitely get a question in for us to ask Emiliano.
Okay, let me pull that up so I can put it in the chat for you guys. Once again, the number to call in,
425-569-5241, press 1 time.
to voice your opinion right here on the Voice of the People hotline. We're talking Jamal Charlo's recent interview with Brian Custard, where he had a pretty interesting quote saying that he has always wanted to fight Terrence Crawford. And that's the someone that we wouldn't expect him to want to fight, according to the question, right? Which, obviously, it did come from left field. So many names he could have mentioned, but it was Crawford's name that he dropped. I don't know. Do you think that this further indicates a PBC merger for Crawford? There has been, obviously, a lot of talk. We've seen now Espinoza do a few interviews. We've seen, a few interviews talking about Terrence and Earl being two-thirds of the way done. Obviously, Brian Custer brings him up. Just more people on that PBC side speaking about him. I mean, yesterday, Floyd, does it seem inevitable that he signs to them, or do you still believe that it can be like a Terrence Crawford Promotions collaboration, kind of like, Canelo did the plant fight?
Regardless of however he chooses to go about it, I do think it'll be, with PBC. I just think that's what makes the most financial sense for Terrence, most logical sense. Obviously, they got those fights at 47, at 54, so I think PBC should be the move for Bud.
I'm seeing certain people say that it's comical that Jamal calls out not only Bud, but just anyone. Whoa. That's pretty weird.
Yeah.
I prefer my fighters to call somebody out. But once again, if you're on Blog Talk, I haven't gone to you because you haven't hit that one button.
And for those of you asking,
asking,
the Discord link is pinned in the chat.
It sure enough is.
Have you, we caught up with the Super Chats because we got a new
one. Let me see here. Yeah, that is a new one.
Okay, Jaime Nieto with a $4.99 Super Chat saying, Jamal needs to fight David, Andre, or Plant. I don't want to hear anything but Bud / Earl next.
Hmm. Do they pronounce it Andre, not Andrade?
It's supposed to be Andrade, Demetrius Andrade. But then, no, Andrade. Andrade is Lombardo Andrade, who lost to Lucian Bute. It's Demetrius Andrade. He's from Cape Verde.
Originally, right?
Mm-hmm.
On the, resides in Rhode Island, right? Rhode Island, Providence, Rhode Island area. Providence, Rhode Island area.
So, and I quote, Earl Spence, hell of a fighter. Terrence Crawford, hell of a fighter. I seen, if I'm not mistaken, someone threw out a date or a month, Mayweather stated. And he says, not true. When it's true, y'all hear it from me first or from Fight Hype. And I quote, it's so many things that I can't really talk about. I'm not going to talk about. Just because I love ESPN, they have boxing writers, and they are paying them, doesn't mean they are right. When you see Fight Hype posts or you see a text from me and you see I say this reported information is not true, said Mayweather. Actually, reported information is the editor's bracket, but he was discussing a tweet that we did a show on. A couple of days ago, if not a week ago, I don't even know when that was, but
might have been longer, honestly.
Yeah. And he goes on to say, and I quote, this is no different than when Amir Khan was saying me and Floyd just talked about doing an exhibition. That wasn't true. Amir saw me in the lobby of the Armani Hotel in Dubai, and he said, get on a video with me. And he was recording. I talked. Next thing you know, he said me and Mayweather talked about doing an exhibition, which is not true. So, this is Mayweather's quotes to yesterday's press conference that me and Danny attended where he, came at Coppinger, right? Because it was Coppinger that reported that the fight was to be done in October 29th, and he's talking, obviously, Spence versus Crawford. So that's when I doubled down and asked him, like, you know, are you saying that only you would be giving the announcement because you are now involved with Crawford? You know, you did show interest in the past. So he didn't make that clear, and he didn't say that he wouldn't. So I know when we talked to Bernie, Bernie said he didn't know about it. But what is your thoughts? Obviously, you know, we had the tweets from Tank, how he was unhappy, but all of a sudden now he's back to being happy. And Mayweather doubled down. He said, me and Tank talk every day. Me and Tank are happy. It's the media that try to get between us. But I love you, Tank. You know, keep doing your thing. Like, that was pretty cool. And don't get me wrong. He said the same thing about him and Broner back in the day. I don't know if you followed Broner's career tightly, but he had the same fight hype video saying that Broner lets the media get to him.
I remember that being said,
Chick Ciccarelli, $4.99 Super Chat says, I'd rather see Jamal fight David Benavidez, but he won't because he's a punk. If you're playing intros, what happened to the one I sent it? I don't know, bro. You gotta call in to get an intro, but let me see if I have yours pulled up in the caller's queue.
Damn, I need to get me an intro, champ. I ain't even got me an intro.
Why?
I don't know. I've been lazy for real.
Sensational.
You need to get one, bro.
I know. But I just want to remind everybody, in a matter of minutes, we'll be having Emiliano Vargas live in studio. So make sure to get those questions in via Patreon. Head over to patreon.com/theboxingboys. In the meantime, we still are taking callers. Just want to remind everybody, number to call, 425-569-5241. Press 1 one time, or the Discord link is pinned in the chat as well.
I don't know. I know Chick did send it.
Just don't see it.
Not off copy. Probably was copyright. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like I played it once.
Just not in there.
I don't see it. But anyway, moving on. If you haven't already subscribed to the YouTube channel, please do so. It's going to help with the visibility of the show. Obviously, we're trying to get to our next goal. Right now, we're on 145,513. So we need about another 500. We need about another 500 to get to that next goal of 146,000. Because we want to keep moving.
You know, my next goal is 150, champ. So I really want to push for that. So make sure to subscribe. Make sure to like the video so it can reach out to other boxing fans like yourself.
CYP says he has a counterpunch, but he says number three. Has he already had two others?
No clue.
But
we're going to bring him in.
CYP.
Yo.
Yo.
Listen to this, man. I hear a lot of people, well, I see a lot of people calling Charlo a bitch and coward, things like that. Okay, cool. He's so scared. But y'all on a call-in show every day for years ain't never called in. Why do you stop worrying about another man's fears and face your own? Pick up the phone. Call in. You probably can save an African kid today for $5. All you got to do is call in and get the heart. Don't call another man a coward when you can't even use your voice if you're crying about another man using his fist. My man moved up to 160 and Canelo's belt. You know who Canelo is. Said, I'm waiting to fight this dude, but I'm scared of Benavidez. He offered Triple G. Not 40-year-old Triple G, the other Triple G who knocking dudes out, offer him to fight, but he's scared of Dave Benavidez. I just find it funny. Some of y'all need to cut it out until y'all can call in. So let's get it. I got about 100 of y'all names. When 100 of y'all call in and give us your voice and let us know you're saying it with your chest, I'm going to text and call Charlo personally and tell him, hey, man, go fight Benavidez. Because finally, the cowards have spoken. CYP out.
All righty, then.
Just, did you play that video that I sent you about the training coaches, the boxing coaches? Ness?
I didn't play it.
Yo, you should pull it up. I think
it's not. I mean, all right.
Right. You didn't find it funny?
No.
Oh. Right, then if you didn't find it funny, then why play
No,
it?
But I mean, who am I? Let's see.
I found it funny.
I know. Thought, that's why we're going to play it. We'll see. Might have to do a poll. Uh-oh. What up?
How you doing?
Very important call here for the champ.
Well, I just wanted to know if you was going to let us fly out. Ennis, I know that my guy talked to you at the last fight.
Bozy Ennis on the phone.
What fight you was at, Danny?
Who's that, Bozy?
Yeah,
it was when Boots fought Castillo.
So when Boots fought Castillo, you had talked to Danny Alvarez, and he had talked to you about flying Boots out to our studio to get him on the show? Yeah, yeah. So do you think it's still possible?
Yeah, we're trying to get the one and only Jerome Boots Ennis, folks. We told y'all super chats is to fly these guests out, and that's exactly... Well,
what do you think the
exactly,
schedule would be for the rest of the this month? Could
exactly
we fly out there maybe? Because we're in Vegas.
Well, we intend to do it. See, now we might be going to Philly. We were just talking about it yesterday.
All right. So,
you know, so
I'm going to check out some flights and get back to you.
You know, we're going to check out some flights and we're going to get back to Bozy.
All right.
See,
thank you.
Y'all don't get
it
like
good.
This.
I'm live right now, but I see you called. I had to take it.
Yeah, we live. We live
right
on the phone
thank
with Bozy.
You.
Shout out to Team Menace.
All right, so,
so I was just narrating.
So he basically said yes to both, so we got to see what makes most sense. But they do have some fights, and you know he's training. Not his fight, but Ennis. He said Ennis trains a couple kids, and they got some fights coming up.
Okay.
So that he'll talk to him to see what the schedule is like.
Okay.
But if we want to come out, he said that would be obviously better because they got those fights.
Well, shout out, champ. Shout out. You know, obviously we working. We using that super chat money for exactly what we said, you know. So whether it be getting Boots in the studio or maybe making a trip to Philly, you know, we're going to make it happen.
We got a brand new caller in
new
Chicago.
Callers. Oh, shit. Hold on. Let me see the number first.
Chicago, who in here?
Man. Oh, we
go. Yo, you can hear me?
Yes, who's this?
Hey, this is Unknown Known from Chicago.
Unknown Known.
Yeah, I don't know, man. You know, it's not, I don't know, it's just my, I don't know, I didn't switch it up. But look, this is what I kind of want to say, right? Want to give a big shout out to Danny, because, you know, he's from the Shy. I see him doing your thing. Ness, you doing your thing, man. Hey, I'm new, man. I just kind of stumbled on this because I'm a big boxing fan. And I'm into, like, UFC, boxing, and all that good stuff. But right now, boxing got the fights, you know. This is my thing. I think, personally, that Benavidez should fight Caleb Plant. And Crawford definitely is going to fight Spence, and Crawford's going to get the win because Crawford got way longer arms. Bigger fist, and that motherfucker could crack when he wants to crack. And I think Spence is just going to take those punches, and he's going to get hurt. And the fight to make with Tank, I think Tank is above everybody. And I think y'all going to get on my ass when I say this one, though. But I think that maybe Ryan Garcia could probably give him a run for his money because he's so tall. He got power. He got power in that speed. And I think he takes out both Haney and Shakur. I think so because when Tank and Garcia, when they be fighting, they be fighting to win, to hurt you, to knock their opponent out. And Shakur and Haney, they just kind of be coasting. You know, they got mad skill, but I don't see them having a killer instinct where they're going to want to try to, you know, kill their opponent, shit like that, like Garcia and Tank be doing. I think Teofimo Lopez kind of fell back. You know, Lomachenko's up there. I would like to see Haney or Shakur fight Lomachenko or even Teofimo Lopez. Kambosa's a joke. He's all right. But, you know, them European, Australian people or whatever, I mean, they're a lot of talk. But, when it, you know, fighting, there's always some excuse, man. They always got a damn excuse like, oh, this or oh, that. Or it just wasn't my night or the better man won. You know, that's kind of boring. I think Wilder should fight AJ. I'm all over the board, but I think Canelo's on PEDs. You know, that Mexican meat, come on, man. How you not going to know there's some steroids? And I think that whole camp's kind of a little fooly. But, no, man, I'm just representing the Shy, 26th Street, K-Town, the Mexican side of Chicago. You know, we be on that shit, too. We on that gangbanging and shit like that. But, no, man, y'all doing y'all show. And if y'all ain't into the UFC, man, y'all should check out the Diaz brothers, Nick and Nate. Check them out. Check them out.
All right, champ. Thank you for calling
hey,
in.
Man.
What's up?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, man. I love you guys.
Nah,
to
of
y'all,
course.
Man. Y'all be doing y'all thing, bro. I be looking forward to y'all talk shows and shit like that. Y'all podcast.
I got you
so,
down.
Yeah, man.
I got you down for next time you call in as Unknown Known from Shy.
Yeah.
All right, champ.
Cut it.
You got it, baby. Great call. Thank you for calling in. You know the number to call in, 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 one time. Voice your opinion right here. Voice of the People Hotline, you see? It is the voice of the people. There is no equal. You can call in from anywhere and give your take. You know what I mean? We got Will in New Jersey. What up?
Yo, what's good, man? Hey, yo, I ain't gonna lie, man. When I seen this headline, I felt two emotions, man. I was pissed off and I was afraid, all for the same reason. Because
what?
We gotta ask ourselves. We gotta ask ourselves: do we really want to see this fight? Because if this fight happens, we can kiss Crawford and Spence goodbye. You know why? Because if he fights Jamal or Jamel, whichever one, and he beats, now he has to fight the brother. Can he beat both of the Charlo brothers to get the Spence? No, I don't want to see this fight. We've seen this happen before when they drag out the scenarios for whatever the politics, whatever this punk is scared, whatever the reason may be. We've seen this happen before with Pacquiao Mayweather, and we got that fight 5 years too late, man. I don't want to see this. We want to see this fight, both the fighters in their prime. No, we don't want to see Charlo and Crawford.
All right, brother. Thank you for calling in, voicing your opinion. We got Bones 13, not to be confused with Bones Adam Jim here in Vegas. Shout out to Bones. He says, just showing y'all some love. I've been watching y'all for 2 months now, and y'all my daily morning podcast in the mornings. It's Mando to listen, 100 emojis. Shout out to you. Truly appreciate you choosing us to rock out with every single day.
Yeah, I just want to let it be clear for those of you asking in the chat, not my people. I'm actually not from the Mexican part of Chicago, so I'm from...
You... Lying. I couldn't tell.
I mean, I'm very in touch with my roots. I'm just saying, what we grew up, it wasn't...
Yeah, but your American accent is definitely not from the Latino side of Chicago.
No, because I wasn't in the Latino side of Chicago.
If you're on Block Talk, I haven't gone to you because you haven't pressed one. So, yeah, man, you know, if you're like, bro, how many freaking people? That's what it is. You haven't pressed the number one button. The number one button indicates to me that you're ready to rock and roll, which, you know, then I go and I click it, bring you on the show. That's how it works. So what's up, Austin? What you got? See you in
Posture to speak. We got some Discord callers.
Uh-oh.
We got Sony Woods.
Oh, Sony. Where is Mr. Sony's intro? Tony, that's what happens when you don't call
yes,
in.
I don't got an intro.
Okay, there you go. See, it's been so long since you called. I thought you had one, and you don't have one.
Nah. Hey, yo, Ness, do you still got your old Cash App Ness GTO?
No.
Nah, man, they shut my shit down.
Okay.
It's the boxing voice at number one, the boxing voice one.
The boxing voice won. All right, so Ness, I'm gonna slide you $10 on the
number one, the number one, not the word. So the boxing voice spelled out, and then the number one.
It's on the screen, but go ahead.
All right, okay. So I'm hoping you guys can get to all this. All right, so first of all, Terrence Crawford and Spence. Now, I got to go back and listen to the rest of the show because I don't know if you guys touched on this. I literally just seen an article where I thought Terrence Crawford and Errol Spence was in the last leg of negotiations to having a fight set up at the end of the year. So what happened with that, if you can answer that for me? And another question was, I would like to give, or formally, just officially, just say my sincere apology for that dumbass fucking post that I put on Instagram with my man that died in the ring. That was stupid of me to put that peg you on it. And so I wanted to apologize to anybody that seen that post. That was ill-advised of me. And the third thing is, yo, Sailor's got with me about a week or so ago, really wanted me to set it up on Boxing Bars again. I put it in the untitled, but I caught the show after you guys had finished it, and you guys didn't post that show, so I couldn't go back and listen to Untitled. So I just wanted to know if you guys...
No. We did post that show. I don't think we answered that question because it was something that, you know, me and Danny had to check because you had wanted us to do certain things or commitments from us. But I think pretty much, you know, it's the same commitments of the past, just a certain time and to be consistent with the day. It's just a matter of fitting it into the schedule.
Fitting it into the schedule. Because Stamos told me you guys don't do a Saturday show no more.
Shit.
What?
We're from 1 to 10 o'clock damn near.
All right. That's what's up. Hey, yo, so what did you guys think about that? Danny, are you familiar with?
He's not. I gotta show it to him. That's what I'm saying. He's not familiar with it. I'll send him the link right now.
All right, that's what's up. Hey, yo, peace and love, and shout out to the Fat always.
For sure.
We got Big Fish Vega.
I got Chastity Abel. Says $5 Cash App says happy 7th birthday Noah, aka Young Shina. Sorry for the late response on that. One of our 7%. Shout out to you. You said who?
Big Fish Vega.
Big Fish in Florida.
Let the little fish go so that we can catch the big fish later.
Mm-hmm. I'm the big dog at the welterweight division.
WBC and IBF welterweight champion.
Way better fight than Terrence Crawford.
About your boys out young,
me and Terrence Crawford this side of the street.
We come in our side of the street, then we come and have the Crawford.
60-40 or 7-30, whatever we give them.
Say something now.
Big Fish Vega.
Big Fish Mafia. It ain't a movement, it's a lifestyle.
FCS commercial.
Arrows!
Good morning, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Man, it's hot as shit over here in Florida, man. I think I heard you mention about the heat in Vegas, man. How's that compared to over here?
I haven't found it to be as bad as people say yet. Obviously, I'm not in August, but it's different than Florida. Florida is make you sweat heat. This is just hot, like oven heat. But it's like I was telling Danny that yesterday. I'm like, every now and then we'll get a breeze. Like in Florida, you only get the breeze if you by the ocean.
Right. Yeah, way different. Shit, man, I'm ready to fight the heat. But I'm actually, tomorrow I'm leaving. I'm going back to Jersey, man, for a week. But I'm headed to Somerville, which, you know, ain't nowhere near Newark or Elizabeth where I was born. Way different out there. I don't know if you've ever been around that part. But to the topic, you know, not really in my top three or five. For either fighter, I mean, if they can get it done, why not? Of course, first, Crawford got to fight Spence, take that L. And, you know, if he wants a little retirement fight, you can fight either Charlo, both Charlos, same night, twice in 1 year. I don't give a shit. We got to get the Spence versus Crawford fight done. I wish, I really wish Jamal had this energy for somebody like a David Benavidez who's been going back and forth with. Or, you know, he keeps saying he wants to fight Canelo. Well, have the energy for a Caleb Plant, even a fucking Anthony Durrell. Shit, throw Andre Durrell in there for all I care. Yeah, I mean, they did ask him who he wanted, if it was someone that we don't speak of. So I won't try to give him too much, anything. But I mean, like I said, I wish he had more of this energy for the dudes in and around his weight class. But, yeah, I'll be fine to see it. I'll be paying it. I'll pay for it. That's all I got, man. Appreciate y'all.
All right. Thank you for calling in. Once again, the number to call, 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 one time. Voice your opinion right here on the Voice of the People hotline. If you're on Blog Talk, don't forget to hit the numero uno.
Yo, first of all, let me say, I don't play Showtime to see you all damn not even putting a goddamn motherfucking effort. If I want to see some motherfucker just fight, I pick up a fight with somebody in the street. Don't need that shit. You know what I'm just for my dude? Just move along. Gone. Fuck you. Man, you want a great show? Come stop, donate.
For him. Us. Georgie, what up?
Hey, yo, what's happening, people? Listen, man, what the fuck Crawford is torching motherfuckers out here, bro? All type of mixed signals and shit. Fucking a month and a half ago, it was a Spence goal. Yeah, we going for Spence. Now these men taking all type of pictures with other fucking people that are not even in the fuck. Are you fighting fucking what is that nigga name? The Inferno fucking tower? Why they took that picture? Yo.
What do you mean? Is Crawford fighting him?
Are they not to get in a picture?
Yeah, at the Hall of Fame, I don't mean they fighting, bruv.
But I don't know, baby. Seemed like plan to me. Seemed like these, I mean, I understand that they got to keep the people, you know, involved and hype and these, that. You fighting these, you fighting that. We want the Spencer fight. If the Spencer fight is not happening, fucking give us something. You fighting Charlotte, you fighting who the fuck you fighting? My
who
nigga,
you
34
about?
Fucking years old. I'm talking about Crawford.
Well, he's at 2/3 of the negotiation done with Earl, bro. What's going on?
Nigga, this is the 2/3 of the pack I'm fucking Mayweather shit. 5 years in the goddamn making.
I don't know
about
5 years.
Baby, this shit gotta happen this year.
I don't know about 5 years, but it definitely
nigga,
is gonna happen this year.
It's definitely gonna happen this year. Don't lie to me, man.
I mean, that's what it looks like, my friend.
Anyways, I hope it do happen, but I kind of mad at Crawford because he's like ritual signaling and this and that. Nigga, pull the trigger ready on that shit. Tired waiting. Anyways, everybody out there, support the channel, donate. Shout out to the USA, the UK, the world. Got to be out.
All right. Danny, check your messages.
Yeah,
so they're saying Emiliano is coming in about 15, 16 minutes. So we'll get him at 8 a.m. Blog Talk, if you haven't pressed the 1 button, I can't go to you. Looks like we got a few people in Toronto, the BX.
We do
Houston.
Have Bougie from Broward with his hand up.
Bougie Broward.
The Broward, bro. Don't say Miami.
Oh, this your side.
Yeah, Broward.
Not Miami, Broward.
And he was like, yo, he's like, he just watched the fight. He's like, who the fuck is this guy? Who's the real deal? Not the block. I can tell you about it.
Now I'm bigger, I'm stronger, I'm better. I ain't fighting the right shit.
One called me, and I'm not going to say the timing.
It's your boy Bougie.
What up?
Ride the motherfucking Vegas. What it is, family?
Chilling.
Can't call it. Very interesting conversation today. I was watching that Brian Custer interview with Charlo today. I find it very interesting how this guy, Jamal, is comfortable and content of being whatever he at with his career right now. To me, I caught a lot of things in that interview. And my bad, CYP, this might hurt you a little bit, but I think your boy, he's just feeding off his little brother accomplishments. He's cool with where he's at. He don't care about having these big fights. The only thing he care about is this, of course, this Canelo fight. And he know Canelo ain't looking his way anytime soon. But he, even Brian Custer said, he said, if you don't get any of these fights,
what's next? The man say he's cool with what it is right now. If he's retired right now, he's cool with that. Long as my brother keep winning, long as my brother's got all these belts and stuff like that, I'm winning. We twins. I'm like, come on, bro. You don't have your own role, your own destiny, your own milestones, your own goals. Like, come on, man. But that right there told me a lot about Jamal. I think all that, oh, I'm going to fight Bud, all that shit is cap. He ain't finna do that shit, bro, because he been chasing Canelo for fucking 5 years or whatever, bro. So it is what it is. I find that very interesting. And I counterpunch if I got some other shit to talk about, but that's it.
All right, bro. Appreciate the call.
Who next?
So we got
had to be
too early for all that.
Yeah. No, I got some callers on Blog Talk. I need you to hit that number one button, or we're ending the show. That's how it go. No callers, no one to talk to. Time to go. I don't know what they want me to do. It's show business. Who's next over here on Blog Talk? Looks like Lights Out. Homie, he said, y'all should get your asses on Cameo and collect a little bag for giving out shout-outs. Shout out my Hall of Fame homie, James Lights Out, Tony.
We got another counterpunch from CYP.
We're gonna let Danny look into Cameo. I didn't know we were big enough for Cameo. I seen Floyd on Cameo. I figured that's not for me.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely some very small-time actors or, like, comedians.
People who haven't acted in, like, 20, 30 years.
Yeah.
No, but I think he wants us to create a cameo could give shout-outs. But,
yeah.
Like, I didn't know people would want a shout-out. But CYP, shout-out to you. 3-4 counterpunches in today's show.
Yo. Y'all hear me?
We hear you.
Now, I ain't mad at what Homeboy said because a lot of times people don't understand when people are being honest. 99% of fighters, listen to me people, 99% of fighters fight who the promotional company get for them. Charlo just tells you straight up. When he tells you, man, I'm cool, whatever they do, y'all get mad, but literally that's what everybody do. He just tells you. See, the other people like Ryan, all them, they'll call people out all the time, know the fight's not happening, but they'll get y'all to be like, see, he does want the fight. He does. But if you really think about it, Showtime did offer Andrade for Charlo. PBC did offer Triple G for Charlo. They did offer Canelo for Charlo. That's real business, right? Real business. He does want big fights, and when he tries to get them, they don't happen. He fights who the hell they offer him. He tried to fight Jaime. Didn't happen. You guys got to understand something, man. Charlo, the problem they have is sometimes they're too damn honest. They just start lying to y'all like the rest of y'all favorite fighters. Maybe you'll like them more. Like AJ when he said, I'll fight Wilder for $50 million. Oh, what really happened when the business happened? His promoter turned the shit down for him. Because reality is they don't sign with these big-time promotional companies so they can be their own boss. They do that so they can guide them and make them rich. I'm sorry to burst y'all bubble, yo. I'm sorry. You off the out.
All righty then. Looks like we got King Born. What up?
Hello. Brooklyn Zoo is coming through your town.
Let's get to it.
When you see an old dirty bastard on a position like that, then you know that I'll get ready to bust your...
Yeah. I love my TV beat, comrade.
TheBoxingBoys.com.
Listen, man.
What?
Goddamn slide the crowd, goddamn self. Hey, that's what I need, and I'm good.
SDS promotion.
What up?
Hello.
Maybe I have the wrong number. All right, let's see who that really is. Javi in Oregon, what up?
Yo, what up, man?
What up, man?
Hey, so, yeah, CYP's right, man. Like, there's no way around with these getting your fights on TV. You have to make the network money. And the only leverage you got really is playing the long game with them or bringing in big fights. But other than that, you're going to be making that money. And with Crawford and I want to see Crawford and Jermell. And honestly, I think Jermell beats him, man. I think Jermell has one of the best jabs in boxing. Not the best, but he's a hell of a fighter. Honestly, I want to see Joe Smith better be banging out. It'll be a hell of a fight. But, yeah, that's about it, man.
All right. We got a brand new caller in Connecticut. Who this?
What's up, fellas? It's Flock from Connecticut.
Flock, what up?
The channel. I appreciate y'all. First, I just want to acknowledge y'all for, you know, bringing all these veterans in and showing the youth and creating this platform for all these boxers and just bringing all that real news, all that good stuff to us, man. We appreciate it. Y'all very consistent. And I just appreciate y'all, man. Me and all my peers that have tuning into y'all as well.
Thank you, brother. We appreciate the kind words for sure.
No doubt, no doubt. Real quick on Charlo. Charlo definitely need to stop chasing Canelo. Go fight Boo Boo or something. And then I think for sure Benavidez should bring up his stock value and go fight Sweet Hands Plant real quick. Get that out the way. Bring up your stock value so Canelo could look at him more of a you know, a payday in a sense. Even though he is the cash cow in the division and everything right now, he's the face of boxing. But realistically, you got to bring something to the table. He got the skills. He just needs that a little bit more of that promotion, a little bit more of that money on the table. And I think Canelo will take the fight.
All right. Well,
yes, sir. And my bad, real quick. Ryan Garcia, he capping. He not going to fight nobody. He just looking for clout. He got to stay on Instagram and just keep doing his thing on that, big guy. And, I appreciate y'all. I appreciate the content. Everybody's great. Y'all great. Y'all keep doing y'all thing. And I'm going to keep supporting, man. I'm new to the channel, but I'm loving it.
Thank you, bro. We appreciate the support, truly. Because without the people, without you guys, we wouldn't be able to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So, truly grateful.
Yes, sir. Yep.
Thank you, man.
Yes,
keep
sir.
Telling
Thank
a friend
you.
To tell a friend. We're trying to get to our next goal of 146,000. Right now, we're on 145,514. So what was that? We gained one? Oof. It's brutal. Brutal. Was it only one, really? If you're on Blog Talk, hit that one button. If you want to join us on Discord, then go ahead and click the link in the description. We have the poll, about 500 votes. Fight Jermall Charlo, not Jermell, or fight Mel, not Jermall. Who would you rather see Terrence Crawford fight first, Jermell or Jermall? Most people want to see him fight Jermell Charlo first. So if you haven't already done so, hit that thumbs up button. It's going to help with the visibility of the show. It's going to put this episode in the eyes of other boxing fans, indicating to them that we're live every day, Monday through Friday, talking boxing, Breakfast Club of Boxing, bringing you the latest, greatest, not only news, but all the fighters in this sport. We try to get as many local Vegas acts, as many boxers that are here training, and we've been flying out whoever really pretty much allows us as of late. Looks like we got a new caller. D in Arkansas, what is up?
What's happening, gang?
How you doing, brother?
I just wanted to say that I'm doing wonderful here in the hot state of Arkansas. I think that out of the Charlo brothers, I'm not really a fan of them all. I really ain't. Mel proved he's great. I honestly wouldn't mind seeing a third fight with Harrison. I feel like that would be a good fight down the road. But as far as Terrence Crawford, I wouldn't mind seeing him knock Maul out.
At 54 or 60?
And I mean, that's probably at 54 is probably where you have a better chance to see a knockout with Maul walking around bigger, you know, like a chance for him to be weight drained, catch one of those switch hits. But yeah, that's my call. Like the other dude was saying, like Maul saying that he's cool being where he is and stuff. He ain't searching for greatness at all. Like he's riding the coattail of his brother. It's embarrassing. But that's all I got, y'all.
Fighting Crawford,
keep it up. Much love from ARK.
Fighting Crawford, is that greatness for Jamal? Like if he does take that fight, is that greatness or no?
I mean, think about that. You go down in weight. I don't know. Usually going up in weight is greatness.
I mean, does it matter? The fighter that's down there is great, no?
Yeah, you're right. That would be daring to be great.
And he's the one sacrificing to make the weight. I don't think that should be overlooked. Like, it would be him, you know, giving up a lot of himself to get down to 54. But thank you for calling
Word.
In. It looks like we're ready for our first guest in studio, Emiliano Vargas, part of the Dynasty. We just had Fernando Vargas Jr. in studio yesterday, and looks like we'll have – is he considered the youngest brother?
Is it him or Amado? Let me see. I believe it is him.
All right.
I believe Amado is the middle.
Okay.
Counterpunch from Bougie. Did we ever get to that? I mean,
looks like
okay, he's coming in.
We got.
All right. If you haven't already done so, go ahead and smash that thumbs up button and help us welcome Emiliano Vargas into the show. Thank you. Good morning. Thank you for getting up early. So how are you?
Good. Man, I'm already up. I mean, training camp has started yesterday. I'm gonna be fighting. I think we're making the announcement in July, but late July, I'm gonna be the main event in New Mexico. I think I'm already saying too much, but it's all good.
Oh wow!
You heard it here on the boxing voice, man. So,
appreciate you breaking the news with us, man.
Yeah.
So main event in New Mexico.
Yeah, man. I'm excited. Trilla Fight Club is doing a lot of good things for me and my brothers. They're bringing a lot of real boxing talent to the platform. And, I'm just excited about it. You know, a lot of people, you know, discredit Trilla for certain reasons. But I can only tell you from my personal experience that they're doing a phenomenal job, man.
It's funny because it's the same exact thing we spoke about with your brother. He was praising them. And, we had to bring up the fact that there are certain fighters out there that are saying they still haven't received payment. Obviously, your brother made it clear that that's not the issue with you guys. So, you know, I would say milk that situation until it doesn't keep producing.
Yeah, man. We just signed a six-fight deal with the Fight Club, for a multi-million dollar deal for six fights, which is, a blessing. At the end of the day, this is something that – the top people are doing Canelo, you know, certain fight deals. And, Devin Haney just did a two, three fight deal with Top Rank.
Mm-hmm.
So, we're kind of, cutting our own path and, you know, at the same time following what, you know, when you get to a certain level, and we haven't got to a certain level yet, but we're blessed that, we have the public behind us that want to see us, that want to see us fight. And, I'm just very, very excited and grateful to everybody that wants to see me and my brothers fight, man, because at the end of the day, I'm building my career right now. You know, I just had my debut. So, and to have the love of the people, the Mexican people, and just all the boxing is really a blessing.
So, how'd this walkout feel? Let me get a screen share, Austin, because you posted this picture 2 days ago saying that you have an announcement, but I'm looking more at the actual picture. This obviously is your pro debut on Triller, and I just wanted to take you back to this moment and have you explain to us how this was for you, because it's like you said, your deal is similar to the Devin Haney's and the Canelo Alvarez's. And the other similarity that I see is the pyro, the fireworks, the ring walk. That was something that Eddie Hearn did for Canelo for the fight in Miami. Right. So, again, just wanted to know, how'd you feel about your first ring walk and the fact that it was, you know, a big deal compared to normal pro debuts?
I mean, the crazy thing is, like, obviously, you know, me being in the gym, I know I hit hard, right, with my left and my right, but, you know, it was something about having my first pro debut, like, in the locker room, you know, am I going to hit this guy? Am I going to hurt him? Am I not going to hurt him? Am I going to win by decision? You know, there's a lot of hype surrounded by my debut, which is a blessing, but at the same time, you know, you want to look great, not okay. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, there's a lot of people that, you know, see me and my brothers and are waiting for us to slip up, are waiting for, you know, us to get caught. We could catch punches and people are, oh, you know, and it's just like, but that comes with it, man. But at the same time, like, before coming out, my dad, you know, all those thoughts were running through my head. You know, my dad told me, you were made for this. You know what I'm saying? Before all the pyro and everything. And I kind of just embraced it, man. I kind of just embraced it. And, you know, but I was really, really lasered in on just the ring. Like, the pyro was cool, like, everything. And I was just worried about knocking this guy out. But now that I look back on it, man, that was pretty, pretty badass walkout. I'm not going to lie. So.
Well, speaking of badass, man, I think that, you know, based off what we spoke with your brother and what he told us, you're a pretty phenomenal sibling to have. It is my understanding that you were offered multiple offers with multiple different promoters, but you kept, you know, true to you and your family, and you sought out and found a package deal. So if you could just talk to us a little bit about, you know, you wanting to be one for all and all for one versus, you know, going and trying to be signed to ESPN and Top Rank alone, or DAZN alone, or PBC alone.
I think there's no greater feeling than winning with family. That's me personally. You know, that night, especially having all three brothers, like, us put on performances, and, you know, Sean Porter was calling my fight, which was cool. And just a fam, like, people think we fake the funk, though. That's the thing. Like, a lot of people fake things for camera, but at the same time, like, I'm really about my family, man. And everything I do is for my family. I wanted to, for us to win together. You know what I'm saying? I feel like, and not just win, but win on a platform that everybody could see. And I feel like, you know, we had that leverage to do that, man. So, you know, we have the best management in the game, man. I got, Aegis Klimas, which is, you know, Usyk and Lomachenko's manager. And also I'm co-managed by, Jose de la Cruz, which is with Jorge Linares and the Vargas dynasty. So very, very blessed, man. And,
who came first? Did Aegis or Jose?
Well, we were in talks with Jose, but, you know, it's just three Vargases. One Vargas is enough, you know what I'm saying? So they came together and obviously are guiding me in my career, me and my brother's career.
Was it difficult to get your managers on board with, hey, you got to go shop me and my brothers around? I'm not accepting a just me deal. Well, what was their advice to you? Like, oh, listen, let's worry about you first. Once you pop off on ESPN, then you can open a door for your brother. Or were they on board with your plan from the beginning?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't, and this is no discredit to Ryan Garcia's brother. I didn't want, you know, obviously one blowing up and then forgetting about the other one. You know what I'm saying? But
Right, because if you're not a hardcore, no one knows that he has a brother named Sean, right?
Yeah, 100%. And not only that, I feel like, look, at the end of the day, if you're putting asses in seats the way Ryan Garcia does, I mean, I know he could say, hey, my brother's fighting on my undercard. If not, I'm not fighting.
Mm-hmm.
So I really believe that you in this sport, you need to stick to your guns and really believe what you believe. You know what I'm saying? Stand for what you believe. And I feel like
Know your worth,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, 100%. I feel like, you know, that's the thing, though, with this sport. There's a lot of, you know, it's a crooked sport, and but at the same time, you gotta take it for what it is. You know, you gotta understand that and know that, man, at the end of the day, you're the fighter. You know, without you, the show doesn't go on. So, but for...
When did you learn that? Because, you know, got about 11 years doing this, and at least six of those I've been turning blue here, trying to explain not only to the fans, but to certain fighters that you are the business. You are the boss. The promoter right. works for you. The manager works for you. Right. Like, you are the LLC. Right. So when did you learn this? Because you're the youngest of the three, correct?
Yeah, yeah. I feel like, look, there's three types of people in this world. There's people who learn from their mistakes, other people's mistakes, and people who don't learn at all.
Hmm.
I believe that, you know, for a lot of things that happen in not just my dad's career, but friends of his and, you know, we're able to learn all that, you know, especially in the beginning of my career. I'm very, very blessed, like I said, to have the management that I have because, you know, we're meticulously, you know, planning my career and not just my career, everything outside of boxing. So I feel like, you know, like I said, man, at the end of the day, if I don't put in the work, if I'm not doing what I'm supposed to do, my manager can't sell me the way he can sell. It's just or my promoter can't sell me the way I sell. You know what I'm saying? Because I have to put in the work. If I'm mm-hmm. not putting in the work, then obviously I can't call no shots. If I'm not knocking people out, I can't call no shots. But you gotta understand that, you know, as fighters, we're in the position to obviously and if you can sell, then you definitely have, you know, not just the support of your team, but just the support of the boxing community behind you. So I'm just very blessed, man. Like I said, that we've learned a lot from my dad's career, learned a lot from, you know, other people's mistakes and wins as well. So we're just moving very, very meticulously, man. We're doing everything inside of boxing and outside of boxing. So
I cannot have you here and not ask. There was a lot of rumors circulating about the sparring session between you and Shakur. Now, I don't want to know details as to what took place in the session, more about whether or not the rumor of to how that session came about is true. So legend has it that you were picking Oscar Valdez. Shakur got wind, DM'd you. You confirmed. So he invited you to spar. To
that
I guess show you
that was a model.
That was a model.
Oh shit!
Yeah, but
not
tell you.
You
how I sparred him.
All right, let's do it. So that story is true though.
Yeah.
So Amado was picking Vargas, and he's like, "Oh, you picking him? Well, let's spar." Like, what did he say? What was said?
I think the champ just took some offense to that. I feel like, you know, it was like a quick video, like, you know, us passing by. Hey, Amado, who you got? You know, I got Valdez. And just walked away. So however you felt about that, I feel like, you know, at the end of the day, he's a great fighter. But, you know, it's a blessing. Like I said, man, we got the attention of some of the best in boxing. You know, he's considered maybe on the pound-for-pound list. So
definitely on the list.
You know, he has the attention of us on his radar. So that's cool, man. But me sparring him was a good experience too, man. I guess I show up to the gym. They just tell me to spar. So this is at Capetillo's gym. And, you know, there's a lot of good work over there at Capetillo's gym. That's why I'm so blessed to live in Vegas, man, because you got champions rolling through here all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I get there and, you know, I'm getting my stuff ready. And, you know, I see Shakur. I was like, okay, cool. And I'm probably like 16 at the time. And one of my boys jumps in. I'm like, Dad, like, I would love to work with him. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I believe in this wholeheartedly. Even if I were to get my ass kicked by anybody, Lomachenko, like, sparring Linares. I'm be sparring Linares for this camp, which is dope. Shout out my management. Even if I were to get my ass kicked, you know, I'd still be learning. You know what I'm saying? So my boy gets in the ring. You know, and it's showing a lot of respect. You know, Shakur's just teeing off and doing whatever he wants and walking him down. And you know what I'm saying? I told my dad right there, I said, you know, I'm going to give him no respect. You know what I'm saying? He's a champion. He's you know. But at the same time, if I step in the ring with you, I'm not going to give you the respect like you're, you know. I think he was already world champion at the time. I don't know. But either way, he had accolades behind him, man.
When you sparred him?
Yeah.
I want to say that was because I was there for that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Cool. I want to say that was in camp for the Joette fight when he –
okay.
Yeah, if I remember correctly, that was either –
that was his first world title, right?
Yeah, it was either in camp for the Joette fight or – I don't even think it was after, but it could, maybe it could have been, but I feel like it was definitely in camp for the Joette fight.
Yeah, yeah. So you could say if I'm capping or not, all right, after I say all this. But, you know, I got in there and, you know, he wasn't going to walk me down the way he was walking the other guy down. You know what I'm saying? I didn't give him no respect. And, man, it was a good sparring, man. I'm 16 years old at the time, you know, was world champion or was
on the cusp.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
It would be world champion. And look, at the end of the day, if there's one thing I could do is fight, man. You know what I'm saying? I was holding my own. I want to say, obviously, I blew this guy out of the water. He's an Olympian. He's, you know, he has accolades behind him. But I could definitely tell you that at 16 years old, sparring on the cusp of being a world champion, Shakur Stevenson, I held my own. So, like I said, man, if there's one thing we could do is fight. And I feel like, you know, my dad being in there and showing us and being there kind of like, you know, really, really gives us that leap of knowledge, of boxing knowledge, because he's everywhere I want to go, he's been.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really, really grateful for that. I'm grateful for that sparring as well, man, because definitely made me grow as a fighter. I think I won my last national championship sparring him. I was in that camp, so which was cool.
So the time that your brother sparred him, which was this year, right?
Yeah.
Were you there?
I think once or twice, I think. But they were sparring, like I said, for the whole camp, for Valdez. So
So it wasn't just once. They sparred
throughout the camp? Yeah, throughout the camp, which was good, man. I mean, look, my brother, at the end of the day, he had no amateur experience. 20 fights, maybe 20, 30 fights. And, you know, for him to be in the ring, like I said, man, whether it's any world champion, if you get your ass kicked, you know, you're learning at the end of the day and you go back in there and you learn, try not to get your ass kicked quicker than you did last time. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
It's just like you definitely learn. That's the thing about this sport, man, that you sometimes got to get your ass kicked to learn, you know, and it's just, it is how it is. But, yeah, they were sparring for a couple of times. I know my brother being in there, you know, he held his own too. And, yeah, man, I'm just really, really proud of my brother. No amateur experience getting in there with, you know, two-time world champion now. And, man, it's we appreciate Shakur Stevenson for the work, man, because that's only benefiting my brother. You know, and he's growing, he's learning on the job. You know, he doesn't have 100 and some amateur fights the way I do. And even me, man, I'm learning on the job. This pro thing is new, you know, learning little tricks in here and there, just, you know, not get cut and not get hit in the back of the head. And, you know, because boxing is a very dirty sport, man. And you know, there's a lot of fighters that it didn't go so well for them. And, you know, they're handicapped now, man. It's just they have a speech impediment or it's just memory loss or it's just, there's no reward without risk at the end of the day. So, whether it's for the belts, whether it's for, you know, the glory, whatever it is, if you want to be great in something, I know there's a lot of work and time you guys put in as well to put this together. And, it's a lot of sacrifice too. Definitely a lot of sacrifice sleep. You know, you're here early, sacrifice a lot of things, time.
Absolutely.
So, you know, that's just that's how it is, man.
So I was searching, and your fight's not on YouTube, right?
No, it's on
They're very good with that. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Usually every fight's on YouTube.
It's on Fight TV if you want to check it out.
Mm.
Definitely rewatched it, man. Ring entrance was crazy. Sean Porter was calling my fight, which was a blessing, man, for him to be, you know, watching and commenting on my fight. you know, that's what I was tripping out about too. I was like, it's not on YouTube, but yeah, it's true. Like usually everything's on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man.
So you're training for July already.
Yeah.
Right. So, and is it beginning of the month? Do you know?
No, he said end of the month.
Oh, end
July.
Of the month? Okay.
Late July. So, okay. I mean, we're always in shape, man. I'm like 5 pounds away from weight.
Mm.
So I fight at 135. I weighed in 133.5. I can make 130 definitely for a title or something. So we'll see. But for now, I'm going to fight at 135. I'm still growing. I just turned 18. I just graduated too. So I'm still a kid, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, so, definitely.
Yeah.
So it's a 6-fight deal with Triller. Do you know how many years that is? Or because I know it's the beginning of your career. They could literally put all those 6 in 1 year. Some people do that.
By the end of the year, I'll be 4-0.
Okay.
By the end of the year, I'll be 4-0. So, I mean, probably by this time next year. You know what I'm saying? But we're just trying to stay busy. You know, Triller Fight Club has been good to, you know, me and my family, man. And, you know, we're the only fighters signed to Triller Fight Club, which is cool. Because they have a lot of talent rolling through there, man. Which is crazy. They're adding real fighters. I can't say who yet, but which is a blessing to have around for these next 6 fights. And
well, there's heavy rumors that Andy might be headed back that way, and he was initially supposed to have a fight on Triller. Then, you know, there was something about him signing a contract to fight Lewis, so he has to fight Lewis, but there's still rumors that he may end up back on Triller.
Well, I can't speak too much, but all I know is what everybody knows is that you know, he already had a prior arrangement and was already in talks with Triller, which was, why would you do that? You know what I'm saying? So, aside from that, man, yeah, like a lot of talent's going to be rolling through there. It's great. It's definitely great to, like I said, I'm going to be the main event July 30th. Okay.
Your brother had told us yesterday. Right, you
cool.
Good.
July 30th.
He didn't tell us she was going to be main event at a location, so you gave us that, but
hey,
he gave us a date.
Fight Club, don't.
Come on, man. Yeah, they know. They know this is the hottest fucking podcast.
And it helps the promotion. It helps the promotion, man.
Yeah.
But I want to take you back to the fight, man. There was a lot of people there. What would you rank your performance? How well or bad did you think you did?
I think, which is crazy, I was using my left hand a lot. As in hooks and I'm not left hook dominant like that. I just saw an opening and just kept hitting it. But I definitely rate my performance a 7.
I was actually wondering if you were using the left hook because he was throwing it so much. He was throwing it a lot.
Yeah, I just feel like I found the opening. And once I hit him with it, I was like, all right, I'm gonna hurt this guy with this. Like I said, man, putting on those 8-ounce gloves, I was kind of like, okay, like, am I going to hurt this guy? Is he going to feel my shot? Like, you, bless you.
Dang.
You know, is he – just a lot of things run through your mind, you know, and
so you had never taken the headgear off and put 8 ounces only to do pad work?
Yeah, just light stuff like that. And
because Tyson Fury, which I'm sure you know from being at Jorge Capotillo, you know sometimes he trains without headgear.
Yeah,
they say
right.
More times than –
That's a UK thing, though. I know that I have a lot of friends. Obviously, I fought in Ireland. I fought in different places, around the globe. And, you know, they really don't spar without headgear. But I just I think if I can take the least amount of punishment, then why would I? You know what I'm saying? So I commend Tyson Fury. I commend every other European fighter that does it. But, you know, my dad, the way he runs things. And you know, I'm just there. I listen. But, yeah, man, it was definitely a crazy experience. Like, at 2 minutes and 10 or something like that. But definitely, you guys haven't seen anything. Like, I can box. I can punch. I can use a shoulder roll. I can use my high guard. I can, you know, turn southpaw. I could fight a whole fight southpaw. Like, I asked for a step up in competition because, you know, you're and a lot of boxing fans know this too. You know, just to get your experience, they put you in with guys, you know, that are the same, you know, level with you, as a pro. So zero fights, one fight, two fights, three fights, five fights. You know what I'm saying? So you learn, and because there's a lot of fighters that are good in the amateurs but not good in the pros.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just a different switch, you know, from an amateur style to a pro style. You see that a lot, you know, 17, 30-time national champion, and they end up getting knocked out. So it's just, you got to be very, very careful, very mindful of everything. And, you know, that's why I feel like that experience of my dad and what he's been through really, really plays through.
How many times have you watched the fight back?
Probably, honestly, like a good, like, five times. Like, I feel like it was cool, but I have a lot more to show. Like, a lot more to show, I feel like.
Anything in the fight that you're like, damn, I shouldn't have did that, or, ooh, I almost got caught, or I took
right
that shot
up
pretty well.
I keep my right hand up, because when the first time I dropped him, I slipped and threw, like, an uppercut, but he, like, grazed me. And I still, like, knocked him down the first time. And I just, like, I was looking at myself after. I was like, why do I have a mark here? And I was like, oh, he caught me with that. You know what I'm saying? Even watching the fight back, too, even in slow-mo, like, you know, I took the shot, but I, you know, obviously mine went through and hurt him more. So we just got to be mindful of a little more things. And for, like, you know, we definitely you can't say I don't have a chin.
Was it difficult because your dad had to corner everyone's fight? So did you feel, or did any of the brothers feel like they didn't warm up enough because your dad was still in the ring with someone or something like that?
I can only speak for me because I was only worried about my fight. You know, I was in the locker room, and I even told my brothers, and we told each other this, like, I watch it for the monitor. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, I got to fight. You know, it's my show, as in I only got to worry about me, you know. But obviously I'm not going to lie to you, a little nervous watching my brothers. I'm like, man, like, right, come on, like this guy. You know what I'm saying? But they're my family, man. They're my blood. And I know them watching me as well, they were kind of nervous. But, you know, I just told my mom, drink a couple of shots and you'll be fine. It'll be over. You know, so. Yeah, man, but very, very grateful to the Fight Club. I can't wait to do it again. July, I already said it, July 30th.
New Mexico main event.
Yeah, main event. So I'm very, very excited about it. And just to do more rounds. I even asked my dad if I could do a sixth round of this one just to maybe, you know, do more rounds. And I want to show everybody that these Vargases can fight. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of people and that don't believe something until you put it in their face with anything. You know, it's just, oh, I need to see it to believe it. I need to feel it to believe it. I need to, you know, it's just how people are, man. And we're just going to keep on showing up and showing out. And I'm just very excited, July 30th, tune in, man, to the Fight Club, only on Fight TV.
So you said that you could fight a whole fight in Southpaw. Which do you prefer?
I mean, it's all about making adjustments. I feel, you know, I'm able to see, I'll turn Southpaw for a good combo, two combos, and see if this guy can't fight a Southpaw. You know what I'm saying? So it's just, I make adjustments. I kind of, you know, make my assessments of things, and, you know, we go from there. And like I said, I can fight a whole fight Southpaw, which is, because before in the amateurs, I ran into a Southpaw early in my amateur career, and I was just like, man, like, I don't really know how to fight Southpaws. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I was thinking, why don't I turn Southpaw? You know, and I was training and sparring Southpaw, then fighting Southpaw, and you know, now I can fight a whole fight Southpaw, which is that's what I'm saying, man. You got to get your ass kicked to learn.
So do you guys, like, do pad work, both Orthodox and Southpaw, just to keep you sharp? Or is it like a thing where you only use your Southpaw stance in the actual ring or sparring?
No, we definitely got to sharpen up. We definitely train it in the gym. I hit the back Southpaw. You know what I'm saying? But I'm right-handed, but I can fight Orthodox and Southpaw. So it's just like I said, man, for me to be sharp in the ring, I got to be sharp in training. You know, I got to sharpen everything up in training, you know, so we're definitely going to be doing that.
I got to ask you, you know, at such a young age, have you found it difficult? Because your brother, obviously, Junior, he, you know, let it be known, you know, everybody was coming for you. That as far as the promoters, as far as, you know, these deals that were being presented, they were seeking you. And I asked him, I was like, you know, if the right deal comes across the table for him and he chooses to take it without you guys. And before I could even finish, he said that he'd be perfectly okay with that. But is that pressure on you? Because you are the youngest and, you know, obviously the most seeked out.
I mean, my management is doing a phenomenal job. You know, they're also being mindful of my career as well. They will never, you know, obviously, and I've told this to my brothers as well, if you're, you know, bullshitting, if you're not doing what you're supposed to do, then obviously I would think of ways and my management as well to go on my own, you know, because obviously if you're not taking this serious, you can get really hurt, man.
Mm-hmm.
You can get extremely hurt. And you see it time and time again, but my brothers are doing a great job. And, you know, you got to carry your own weight. And I truly believe that. They're doing, like I said, man, my brothers are holding their own. Little amateur experience sparring top guys. My brother Junior sparring Kell Brook, Ugas, you know.
Porter.
Porter, yeah, Amado Shakur, me, Shakur, Robesie Ramirez. There's just a bunch of Olympians, a bunch of Duke Reagan, just top names, man, and we're able to hold our own in there. So I'm just grateful to God for everything that he's doing, man, because, you know, my management is doing a great job with us, too. It's just we're building a lot of things outside of boxing so that we box for fun, for the fun of it. You know, there's a lot of fighters that just box for the paper or just box for, you know, just to get here, do this or, you know. But at the end of the day, my management is making sure that we're taken care of outside of boxing to where, you know, like a Ryan Garcia, we're making $6-7 million outside of the ring, you know, on just deals and endorsements. So then you really box for fun. You know what I'm saying? When you don't got to worry about, you know, your family or this or that, or, you know, maybe you have a kid, then you really can zone in and focus on the sport. So
just saw you guys got the Vargas Dynasty coconut water.
Yeah, man.
How exciting is that for you to, you know, obviously such a young age, get started with something?
So I'm in, we signed two deals that day. But we're going to make a post for that. We signed as ambassadors and part owners of Adam's Footwear. Adam's Boxing.
Oh, wow.
The boxing
shoes.
So we're going to have our own collab coming out. Also, we just signed, me and my brothers are co-owners of the number one selling Amazon coconut water, which is by Mojo Organics. You know, we're going to be taking this to Walmart, Circle K, 7-Eleven, all convenience stores and Whole Foods, and just God is good, man. God is good, and we're definitely shooting for the stars. I have a different mindset with things, man. I just want to be owner. By the end of this year, I'm on my first rental property, and you know, same for my brothers as well. We're just trying to build generational wealth, man. Definitely.
I got to ask, obviously, the conversation always comes up with your father and who he is in the sport and the legacy that he has left behind. And, you know, no matter what, there's always going to be those comparisons. But I wanted to ask you what it means, you know, for you to be able to do what you have done at such a young age for your mother. You know, because everybody always wants to, you know, rightfully so, bring up your father and everything he's done. But I wanted to ask for your mother, because I know, you know, not just your father, but, you know, as a family, yeah, you guys are extremely close.
100%.
So, you know, what has that meant for you to be able to, you know, shine in front of your mother and obviously make her proud?
It's just a blessing, man, for my mother to just even be able to see all this. You know, there's a lot of people, there's a lot of tomorrow's never promised. You know, I'm very, very grateful that, you know, we're able to, you know, bless my mother, bless my family, because we're in a great position. You know, my mom, she still shops at Ross. You know what I'm saying? She gets deals and she's taken care of, man. But it's just, she's a great woman. We wouldn't be here if it wasn't for her. You know, she runs the books. You know, she's making sure I'm not spending too much. She makes sure that, you know, we're on top of our taxes. We wouldn't be here without her. And I mean that wholeheartedly, because there's definitely behind the scenes, and there's a team that we keep close to us, and my mother's the glue to everything, man. And man, it's just I can't wait to buy her another house. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So so if her and my dad are fighting, they could go to each house. So you know what I'm saying?
I feel for that. Sure. I feel that.
Get a little vacation house, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
It's crazy to me, because obviously a lot of sacrifice comes with this sport, and you know, your mother had to make a lot of that sacrifice with your father.
Yep.
But now I feel like it's almost, you know, three times, because she's making it for you guys. How has it been just as a family adjusting, you know, because for a while there it was like, all right, your father's retired, and now we get to live somewhat of a normal life. And now you guys are in the same sport that your father was in. So how has that adjustment been for the family?
I feel like we've never gone away from boxing. Never stepped away from boxing. I feel like, you know, being Mexican too, man, boxing's all around us. It's just in our roots. And, you know, you got caught in the silence on fight nights and this and that. And, you know, your deals are arguing drunk about, you know, whose fighter's better. And, you know, it's just, we could have run away from it if we could.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my dad being who he is, and, you know, my teachers going down roll call and Vargas, like, you know, it's just, my dad got me out of a couple assignments, you know, but it's so embedded in my family, man, that, and it's the last thing we picked up. We did everything but boxing. But we found our way to it, man. Definitely.
How old were you? Because I know Junior said he was 17. So how old were you?
I was competitively. I started competitively fighting as an amateur at 10 years old.
Mm.
Probably like 9, something like that. But
well, that you actually, I feel like, get to have a full experience then, because,
yeah,
you know, you hear most of these fighters about that age, 8 years old, 10 years old. So do you feel that, in that aspect, that maybe you have an advantage, because obviously more like you got to get more of an amateur experience. You got to actually go out there and have those trials and tribulations and have those failures to learn from.
Mm.
So do you feel that you have an advantage over your brothers in that sense?
I feel like experience is experience. Whether you learn it in the pros, or whether you learn it in sparring, whether you learn it, you know, sparring these world champions, man, they'll definitely teach you something. So I definitely do feel, and I can speak from my own experience, you know, I don't like comparing this, that, or whatever the case may be, because my brothers, they're on their own path. You know, they're not trying to follow my path. They're not trying to, I'm not trying to follow their path, but I do admire them, and I would hope they admire me as well. So, we definitely were pushing each other, but I do believe that my amateur did pay dividends, because I've fought in overseas, and I'm fighting on enemy territory, and I'm fighting, you know, when stakes are high, you know, if you're 1 ounce overweight as an amateur, you got to make the weight every single day. If you're 1 ounce overweight, you can make it to the finals and you get disqualified.
Mm.
So it definitely teaches you discipline even from the beginning. Definitely teaches you that you even as a kid, I remember being younger, 10, 11 years old, and, you know, I had friends that this is probably still like elementary school, you know, having friends that, hey, let's go to the park, let's do this. And even since the age of 10, 11 years old, I got to go to the gym.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it definitely teaches you discipline, definitely teaches you what you put in, you get out. And I'm very grateful for the sport, very grateful that, you know, have made me the young man that I am today, and because I still am a kid.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like a lot of people forget that.
You literally had your pro debut
before graduating.
2 weeks before graduation?
Before I graduated, man.
What was that like for you in school? Like, are you homeschooled now?
No, because I seen the graduation. You took pictures in front of the school.
That was at UNLV, but it was online.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so you are homeschooled.
But I did do 3 years of regular high school.
Okay.
And then everything else I did regular school. But definitely, you know, I want to give a shout out to my girl. You know, you deserve 2 diplomas. Because you know, I couldn't do it by myself, man. It's a lot. And you know, I was taking, you know, advanced courses and everything like that, and so, you know, smart a little bit, you know what I'm saying? But definitely for my debut, I was like, hey, I need to focus, you know what I'm saying? I need to do my thing. And but I will be picking up a couple college courses, business management, public speaking. I just want to better myself, man. At the end of the day, I feel like we should never be done just bettering ourselves at the end of the day, whether it's financially, whether it's literacy, it's whatever it can be. You just want to be the best version of you could be.
So what is your biggest goal right now outside of boxing?
For this year, I definitely want to own my first rental property. I just finished one of my goals for the year is being an owner of something, you know, and it's definitely the Adams Footwear and the Vargas Dynasty Coconut Water. So we'll be changing the name, and I think the logo is still the same, but it'll definitely be in Walmart, Whole Foods, everywhere. You'll see us everywhere. Whether you like me, whether you don't like me, you'll see the brand.
There you go.
Well, I got a few questions from the people, so let me pull this up.
So outside of boxing, do you and your brothers have a relationship, like, to where you guys can go hang out and boxing not come up? Because I was telling him, I'm like, it seems like everywhere you guys go, you guys are either throwing pads or shadow boxing or something. So are you guys able to have a relationship where boxing is not a part of it?
Yeah, definitely, man. I can joke and play around with my brother. We have a beautiful relationship, man. You know, doesn't mean that we're going to have the best relationship all the time. But for the 99.9% of the time, you know, we love each other to death, man. I could fight with these guys, but, you know, a day, 2 days later, we'll be fine, man. So, hey, bro, you want to go get sushi? I'm like, all right, let's go. You know what I'm saying? So, it's just, we definitely love to eat. We definitely.
Damn, 18 eating sushi already. Okay.
Yeah, but, bro, I think I'm more Asian than anything. I love Thai food. I love, you know, Korean barbecue. I love sushi. But that's the thing. We all love to eat as a family. I feel like, you know, we do everything together, man. But definitely, we may not agree all the time, but we do love each other, man. What's up?
I got Bougie from Broward who says, what's up, champ? Thanks for pulling up on us. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe either you or your brothers got work with Shakur. How was that? And your thoughts after the work? Well, obviously you answered it, so I just wanted to give him a shout out. We got New York. Book. You wanted to add something?
Oh, yeah. I appreciate you showing love, but I went over that earlier. Man, great work, great champion, and, you know, hopefully we spar again, man. If I get my ass kicked, if I don't get my ass kicked, you know, I'd love to get in the ring, man.
New York Bullet in New York says, what's up, champ? Which fighter do you see being the biggest money fight for you in the future? Blessings.
Man, I honestly think it depends on my body, man. I think, look, I don't think the people at 135 are going to stay at 135. I go up to 140, but let's just see how where my body takes me, man. I feel like, you know, I want to fight people, but I know my dad is going to want to hold me back a little bit, but my management, whatever. I really do feel, I think, man, a Ryan Garcia, I think any big name, man, I think with the right experience, I feel like, you know, maybe a Tank, a Shakur. I want to fight the best, man. Definitely do want to fight the best. Definitely need to get some experience before I do that, grow into my man body. And you know, because at the same time, I'm just a kid, man. So I definitely want to get stronger, get more experience. And hey, whoever they got in the line, whoever's the champion, whoever has the belt at the time, hey, let's go. You know what I'm saying?
For sure. Looks like next up is B-Lo. Phoenix, Arizona says, what's good, champ? Thanks for coming on the show. Who you got, Bud or Spence, and how? Looking forward to watching your career progress. Keep grinding.
Thank you, brother. Hey, Albuquerque, New Mexico is next to Arizona. So pull up July 30th. But appreciate you, show love. You said Crawford or Spence?
Yes.
I think Crawford. If the ring rust doesn't bother him, man, I want to see Crawford fight, man. I don't know where he's been. He's been MIA, whatever the case may be, but definitely want to see him fight Spence. I know everybody else wants to. He's a free agent now, right? If I'm not mistaken, so I think we'll be able to see that fight.
Yeah.
But I know that he's definitely waiting to the papers, right? So that's just how these fighters are, man. But I think I got Crawford. I got Crawford, man. He's just big for that weight class too.
Mm-hmm.
He's physically strong, and I think he's
strong. Did you hear yesterday Jamal Charlo said, Jamal, not Jamel, the undisputed champ, but the twin brother who fights at 60, WBC champ, said on the Brian Custer podcast, he said he wants to go down to 54 to fight Terrence Crawford, who's never fought at 54.
I mean, if his body can put up with it. I mean,
who's Jamal or?
Jamal, yeah, for the weight cut. Because, you know, if he's fighting at 60, you know he's walking around 70, 80 at least.
Mm.
So, I mean, honestly, it really has to do if he knows his body, man. If he knows his body and cuts the weight right, I think Crawford still gets him. But he's a great fighter, man. Definitely a great fighter.
Damn, you think Crawford gets the 160 pounds?
Yeah, I think so. It's just sometimes, you know, when you put your body through a lot, man. And,
so what if it wasn't at 54? What if Crawford said for that very reason, no, I don't want them to say that I weight drained you. Mm. Let's do it for 160 for your belt.
Hey, you got to commend Crawford for that, man, because, you know, that's going up to his weight class. You know what I'm saying? And taking his belt. That's why I really commend Devin Haney, man, because, you know, he went in there, agree to all terms, you know what I'm saying, and took his belts. And, you know, you really got to commend that, man. Really, really got to commend that. So shout out Devin Haney.
For sure. Looks like Brandon in Houston says, even though this guy is at 140, I'm still interested in your answer. If for some crazy reason Eddie called and offered you a fight with Campbell Hatton in the UK, would you take
it? Let's do it. I literally told my dad this a while back. I was like, hey, and I told my manager too, like, I want to fight him.
Yeah.
Like, look, I think it'd be a dope fight. Like, Vargas' son, Hatton's son.
Yo, too bad your dad's not into exhibitions because Ricky
got in phenomenal shape.
He's in shape, bro. Yeah.
He sparred.
Marco Campbell. Antonio Barrera, and they have an exhibition July 2nd.
To the Fight Club, what's up? They're bringing you to it. Come on, baby. they were in talks a little bit with my dad and Oscar. So, but I don't know where that went. But my dad's really focused on us right now, so we'll see. I mean, Oscar, I know he's in good shape right now too, and he's just, you know, my dad training us every day. And
Just bought a $15 million house out here,
Oscar.
Yeah,
in Vegas,
in Henderson. Yeah.
So I didn't know when I heard yesterday we were at the Floyd press conference and they were asking Floyd, is he
good? That's what that is.
They were asking Floyd, did he hear that Oscar wants to run for mayor of Vegas?
Yeah,
like,
he wants
what?
He wants to run for office out here.
Yeah, but I didn't know he lived that. I'm like,
he doesn't.
What?
I thought he just bought the house.
Yeah, he just moved. Like, I heard this like a week or two ago.
Yeah, he just bought the house. I didn't even hear it that long ago.
15 million.
14 and some change. Yup.
That's a lot of money. The taxes on that puppy got to be very pretty.
Nah, but there ain't no state taxes out here. Mm. That's why he's moving down there.
Mm.
You only got to live out here for 6 months and I believe a day for you to claim no state taxes.
Oof.
California, you got to pay state and federal taxes on all your money. So it is what it is, man. You know, you can make good money, but it's like, damn, like, and even now, like, you know, my mom's making sure that, you know, we're on top of everything with taxes, man, because two people that you fear in this world, God and the IRS. So.
That's right.
Yo, don't even bring up the IRS to this guy because...
Bro, I've been trying to get in touch with them for like 30 days. They finally pick up the phone today and did not help me whatsoever. Want me to call back and wait on hold for 2 more hours. They're terrible people.
Where's Patrick at?
I know, right? Tax doctors. Big Casual says, what up, champ? Name you and your brother's best attributes. For example, one may have the best power, another may have the best speed, but it's your opinion.
I think Junior, he naturally hits hard. I think Amado, I'll rephrase that. Amado hits hard. Amado hits hard. He has God-given ability. He really doesn't do strength training the way I do because obviously I'm still a kid. But he naturally hits hard. Junior has natural athleticism. He could drop the sport for 2-3 years, come back like he never left. I feel like I'm just versatile, man. I could, you know, any position that I'm in, I feel like I could really, you know, be comfortable in it. You know, whether the guy's just putting crazy pressure or, you know, guy's awkward or guy's southpaw or guys, I just feel like I can, you know, really figure a guy, especially now in the pros where I have time to just, you know, evaluate things. And, you know, some people are front runners. Some people are, you know, you got to take advantage of them in the beginning stages because, you know, they turn up like later up in the fight. So it's just a lot of things I'm able to like see and feel. And I really, for me, I think also to my hand movement, I feel like I really pride myself on my hand movement, not getting hit. Yeah, man. Y'all see it. Y'all are going to see it in these next coming fights. I promise you. I just more rounds, more time, and you guys will see it.
I got Keem in Florida, and Deltona says, what's up, champ? You don't fight like your father did. You have a much more flashy style. Where did that come from? Is it natural, or are you emulating a fighter of yours? Thanks for your time. Good luck on your journey.
Thank you, brother. I think it's a lot of things. You know, you got to remember my dad trained with Floyd Sr., Buddy McGirt, trained with obviously the Big G, trained with, you know, had a handful of trainers. But definitely it's all of that. And I look up to Roy Jones. I look up to, you know, Floyd. I look up to, you know, Sugar Ray Leonard, you know, just – A lot of great fighters. I just want to put everything in a box and just, you know, shake it together and see what we come out with, man. I just definitely want to show people that, you know, I can fight. That's my main thing. That's my only mission right now. I just want everybody to see that I can fight, you know what I'm saying, and respect me for that. And I tell my dad all the time, you know, my main goal is for people to look at my dad and be like, that's Emiliano Vargas's dad. You know what I'm saying? But for now, I'm Fernando Vargas' son, and I have that I wouldn't say vendetta, but just
chip on your shoulder. Goal. You want to get that?
Yeah, 100%.
You want to flip that?
100%.
No, we were talking with your brother, and we're like, what, you know, what fight?
He has it worse.
What junior? Yeah, I mean, you know, but that's what we're saying. Like, what junior, what son of a legend has surpassed their father? And the only one we
can
think
of. Yeah, he's got a lot of pressure. He said that because
it's Floyd.
Yeah. Floyd's the only dude to do that.
Well, but you gotta remember. I mean, the one that was really doing it was his uncle,
Roger. Really, you mean the training?
Yeah, no. I'm saying as a fighter.
Okay,
very established. You know, fighting Chavez and fighting, was world champion, and you know, so you gotta remember that. You know, kind of Floyd really paved his own way. You know, he kind of had that. That boxing family thing going on.
No, absolutely.
So,
yeah.
So definitely, and I tell my brother too, you know, you got to fight the way you fight. There's a lot of fighters that, you know, definitely want to see, you know, they want to see blood and this and that. And, you know, Mexican style isn't, you know, I hit you, you hit me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mexican style, and even Canelo shows it, man. I'll hit you 4, 5, 6 times. You're not going to hit me once. So, and fans got to remember that, you know, we got families that we got to go home to at the end of the day. If I can hit you 6-7 times and you won't hit me once, Why would I let you hit me? There's no rule in the boxing game that, all right, I hit you, you got to hit me. There's no rule like that, man. So we just definitely, like I said, we try to take everything that we've learned and my dad's learned and, you know, even the fighters we emulate. You know, my brother Amado really looks up to Charlo, Amado. And you can see it in his fighting style. You know, Amado likes throwing blows and same.
Charlo, which Charlo, Mel or Ma?
I think the one at 160.
Okay, Ma,
Jamal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, either or, honestly, they pretty much have the same fighting style, which is dope. But Amado really looks up to him. I know, you know, like I said, man, there's just a lot of fighters that I like that. I like to emulate, you know, just the whole Benavidez, the Canelo, the, you know, Floyd. It just goes back, man. I would just try to put everything together and you know, definitely emulate it.
All right. Looks like I got the best dad ever in Baltimore, this says. Shout out to you and your brothers, keeping the family name pushing. Got the little flex emoji, and he says, all the way from Baltimore, keep grinding. Tank versus Devin, who you got?
Oh man, I think the only way Devin is winning that is if he's boxing.
Mm.
He has a beautiful jab. I would like to see him with the southpaw. I don't think I've seen him fight too many southpaws. Has he? Or I don't know.
Devin?
Yeah.
JoJo, Olympian.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was actually at that fight, which is cool. I definitely think that he can box, he can outbox him for 12. But Gervonta, man, he's never out of the fight. And you've seen it with the Rollies fight. I think Rollies was winning the beginning rounds, definitely. I think Gervonta was down on the cards. But you know, Rollies just ran into a shot. I do feel, you know, I got love for Rollies, man. He's my guy. You know, but he dared to be great. You know, there's a lot of fighters that wouldn't even step in there with Gervonta Davis. So you got to commend the guy, man. He's definitely stepping up to the plate, and I hope to see him in the ring again, man. I hope that, you know, that doesn't discourage him because, you know, when you are on a stage like that and you underperform or whatever the case may be, you know, you got boxing fans that, you know, never boxed a day in their life, and they're critiquing you, and, you know, some things get to your head. I know I had a conversation with my dad, and, you know, he really got into drinking and in a depressed state after the Tito fight, man, because he felt that he let all the Mexican fans down, you know. But at the same time, that fight really showed everybody what my dad was about, you know, whether, you know, he had caste or not, you know. Definitely show the Mexican people that my dad had what it took to be on that level, man. Because, you know, you can tell me that Trinidad with the same power was the same power when he fought Bernard Hopkins, you know, and his trainer was made him re-wrap, and they were gonna stop the fight or have him not fight, but they made him re-wrap. So definitely not the same power. But you know, that's in the past. I feel like, you know, all those experiences, because you got to check this out. This is where your team comes in. Nobody checked Tito's reps on my dad's side.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So it's, the inexperience and, you know, this, hey man, there might be a fighter that I fight that really wants to hurt me, man. Put something in his reps or whatever the case may be. And, you know, I'm definitely going to make sure that in any fight that, you know, they're checking wraps or they're checking.
So you think in 2022, someone can still do the margarito?
I look, man, I wouldn't be surprised. You know, if they're still smuggling drugs and finding new ways to smuggle drugs, let me tell you something. And they're still at their peak, you know, in Colombia. Bro, you Chapo is in jail. And nothing's changed.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing has changed. You know, we got security cameras, we got thermal sensors, we got everything, and people are still smuggling drugs. So it's just like, I wouldn't be surprised. I really wouldn't be surprised. it is what it is, man. I just hope that any fighter that I do fight fights me on an even playing field. And if you beat me, you beat me. You know, I'm not going to say, he has cast in his hands, or he has, you know, if I do feel he beat me, he beat me. But if I feel a superhuman fucking strength coming out of this guy that I've never, ever, ever felt before.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, yo, like, what, you know, I wouldn't publicly say it, but I definitely would. Somebody got to check that guy's raps. You know what I'm saying?
So when in your career do you believe you will start asking for VADA testing?
I think when we're fighting for a championship level.
Okay.
I really do. I feel like my management, I know my dad's going to be on top of everything. I definitely.
But you know you're a Vargas, so you already got a target on your back. You don't think that even on this level someone could be cheating you?
No, definitely my dad's still checking raps now. What I'm saying, VADA and everything like that, I feel like I said, even if you are on whatever the case may be, you know, I'm smarter than you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not going to hit me. You're not going to, you know, try to do this or that. You could be on any type of steroids or any type of, you know, performance enhancer. But at the same time, you know, boxing skills show through. So, yeah, man, like I said, I'm in the ring with definitely a high caliber of champions and Olympians. And I feel like, hey, if that's my competition and if that's where I'm regularly sparring, I feel like nobody at this level, you know, in the beginning stages can mess with me. I really do believe that because, one, I believe in the work I put in. I believe in, obviously, God and my God-given ability and my team. So I just, you know, we prepare ourselves in the best way possible. I push my limits. I feel like the fight's the easy part. You know, the training is the part that sucks. Today I got to hit 3 workouts, you know, strength training, cardio and boxing training every day for the next 6-7 weeks. So
cardio is just running or more than that?
So we do 1 day long distance, 1 day high intensity training. So
mm-hmm.
just shorter duration, but, you know, definitely for the weight is the long distance and just for your lungs, for you to be running for an hour at a high pace, you know, it definitely gets your lungs burning, definitely gets you ready for, you know, the longer rounds where this guy's just on you and he's just pushing you. And, you know, we prepare for the worst, definitely.
Last one coming in from Plainview, Texas. Joseph Rodriguez says, hear me out. De La Hoya versus Vargas 2 with you versus Ryan on the card. That's big money. Triller can make it happen. Also, any memories of the great Jenny Rivera?
Yeah, man. I remember being younger, and obviously she had a reality show, and she was the reason actually we did a reality show because, you know, she would always say that, you know, you guys need a show. You guys need a show. You know, you guys, you know, just the way you are. And rest in peace. She was a great a woman. I know she, anytime that you know, one of us was doing something, she'd support either financially or whatever the case may be. It doesn't matter what I was doing. But, you know, definitely rest in peace. She was an awesome woman, awesome, you know, just legend, definitely. I think she's never going to die.
I didn't know she was close to the family.
Yeah, man. So we kind of felt that when that happened. And
so was it just her or Lupio as well?
I think just her.
Okay.
Just her. We were really cool with her. We had the same talent manager at the time for, you know, reality TV. And, you know, us growing up, and it's kind of like you don't really understand it until you're older and you're like, damn, like, you know, we were really, you know, close with her and things like that. And, you know, but rest in peace. Definitely rest in peace. And what was the second part? The first part? I'm sorry.
Okay, so the first part was you on the undercard versus Ryan and your father versus Oscar.
Hey, man, hey, let me just say this. Even if it's not Oscar, I feel like, you know, hey, Tito Ortiz was talking a little shit, too, on the gram, whatever the case may be. So,
about who? About your pop?
I think so. Either him or Junior, so... Hey, Chilla Fight Club, let's get it done, man. I think it'll be good, man. Whether it's Oscar, whether it's he can spar with my dad out here, and then we'll see how it goes. You know what I'm saying? He just moved out here, so yeah, man. Appreciate the love.
All right, I think that I skipped one by mistake from James Valdez in San Antonio, Texas. He says, aside from boxing, what else are you passionate about? And that's truly the last one.
That's an awesome question. I feel like, honestly, what I'm really, really passionate about is I'm obsessed with being an entrepreneur. I'm obsessed with taking care of my family. I'm obsessed with growing generational wealth. I feel like, I'm always thinking ways of, you know, how to be bigger than boxing, as in, you know, that's just not the only thing I do. You know what I'm saying? I feel like boxing is my launch pad. You know, I have a mentor of mine. His name is Michael San Ciprian. I look up to him so much. He feeds 33 million people a year. 33 million people
wow.
a year. And is, you know, like I said, a billionaire. And, you know, that's my mentor, man. You know, he definitely has me getting more involved in my community. You know, definitely God blesses so that way you can bless other people. And I wholeheartedly believe that. Especially during this time, man, I really don't know how people are getting by with inflation and this and that. So we try to help out the most we can do. Definitely very, very passionate about other people, man. I feel like I'm doing everything, not just for me, but for other people. I want to be able to be in a position to feed 33 million people.
Mm.
His goal is to get to 100 million people by the end of this year. So it's just,
well, if you're talking to him, maybe you need to set up a meeting with him and Floyd. Yesterday we was at Floyd's press conference, and he said he's building centers for the homeless and to feed the needy in Vegas, Chicago,
LA, New York, and other cities across the country.
Wow. Hey, yeah, shout out to Floyd, man. He's got inducted. My dad's getting inducted this year.
In August, here in Nevada?
I believe so.
Nice.
Yeah,
we'll be there.
Yeah, man. So it's just, you know, like I said, my dad's legacy, you know, is his legacy. I know he'll live forever, whether it's in boxing, and I'll definitely make sure of that as well. I feel like I have that on my hands to, you know, make this boxer's name last forever, you know, because let's just say 100 years down the line, I want to be known 200, 300, 400 years down the line. The same thing goes for, you know, my dad as well. I feel like, and I tell my dad this, you know, if I were to have kids, each one of them, their middle name would be Fernando, just so that way, you know, they know and they recognize that it started with my dad, and he did it by himself, man. There was nobody that helped him out. I have all the support in the world from my beautiful mother to, you know, my father to, you know, like I said, mentors the way I do. And, you know, I know that literally the sky's the limit. I know if I don't win, the thing is, if I don't take it to another level, then that was on me.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? I have every single tool to my disposal. And I know a lot of people would kill for that, man. And I will not let up, and I will not take that for granted. So I know that down the road when, you know, my kids have kids, you know, they'll definitely thank, you know, my dad, and, you know, definitely thank, you know, me and my brothers for what we put together for them, man. I do believe that.
Last screen share on the way out. If you, this is Emiliano. Who you sparring here, bro?
hey, fucking Madison, we put that up. Ray Diaz, man, good work, man. This is the sixth round. You know, we're going at it. This is the last round. You know, that was actually yesterday, so my first sparring back. My dad, you know, we're going to work. And that guy really, really gets me sharp, really, really gets me going. Shout out to him. He caught me with that left hook there, but, you know, we're going back and forth.
This is Salas Gym.
Yeah, and that's South Park.
That shit looks like the doghouse with everybody hanging over the ring. Look at my man jumping like that. Who was that?
Yeah, that's his boy.
Oh, my God. Watch how he jumps, Danny.
Yeah, man. But you know what? You know what? I'll tell you.
No.
I'll tell you like this, man. And I was thinking this. As I was sparring, I was like, this is really like a fight. Like, you know, you got people yelling. Mm-hmm. And you got people saying, there's that, blah, blah. And it's really, you got to find that voice of my dad. That's the thing, you know. You got to find that voice. You got to kind of find, okay, I even though I'm tired, even though I'm gassed, you know, we're pushing limits. You know what I'm saying? People forget that I have asthma. And the days that I do, it does act up. I tell my dad, let's go another round. Because, you know, I can't let up in a fight. There's no quitting me. You know what I'm saying? I can't, oh, well, today, you know, in my world championship fight, you know, I lost because, you know, my asthma was like, you know, excuse my friends, fuck that. You know what I'm saying? I'd rather go out on my shield. I feel I'm a very prideful person in a good way. I feel like pride comes before the fall, but at the same time, you need pride to get to where you're going. You have to have pride to a healthy amount to believe and stick to your guns. I believe that. So, yeah, man, I, you know, we were going at it. That was the sixth round, and shout out to my guy, Ray Diaz. He's a very, very good fighter as well. Helps me out, and, you know, I wouldn't be ready to fight if it wasn't for fighters like him. So, thank you.
All right. Well, we're going to take a quick intermission and take this picture with Emiliano. Please give out everybody your social media in case they're not already following you.
Follow me at Emiliano F. Vargas, and that's on all platforms.
All right. There you have it. Be right back.
All right.
You think darkness is your ally? You merely adopted the dark. I was born in it.
Because when he has been in the bright lights and enjoying his time, having fun and lapping up, no problem. You're the big celebrity. You're in the bright lights. I've been in the dark. In the trenches. In the gym.
TheBoxingBoys.com. And the news. IBO, WBO, WBA, WBC franchise, and Ring Magazine.
Big Wasman, when does camp start? Camp started as soon as I paid Tiff for my life. As soon as I paid him and took all his belts, camp started the next day.
Ah, what a right hand from Gar Campbell!
He's a good villain, though.
Could have fought anybody. Lomachenko, Devin Haney. Unfortunately, Lomachenko's not available. Beautiful. Devin Haney, step up. Now we'll take your belt.
No! This is Sparta!
SPS promotion.
But he says, finish his fight as a king. What's a king to an emperor?
You are now locked into the Boxing Voice live from Las Vegas with Nesta Gibbs and Ringwalk Danny.
Let's start with this. I'm a creative genius.
SPS.
And now, the most dangerous producer on YouTube, Brandon in Houston.
Brandon in Houston.
You're now locked into the king of all boxing podcasts, The Boxing Voice. Jab that like button.
What up, what up, what up? We are back, and we got callers to get to. Who next?
We got El Terraplanista.
El Terraplanista.
Cuba.
Cuba. I got an intro for Cuba.
Hey, Daddy. It's a dollar.
He's trying to get.
What do you think should be next to Jack?
Whoever you want. Shit, me. Come on.
See you, Cuba.
What up, El Terraplanista?
Gotta unmute.
Terraplanista. Who next?
King Born.
King Born, what up? We already hit you with an intro. King Born, what up? King Born, what up? Yo, what up, yo?
Yo, you hear me, man?
We hear you, right?
Yo, fucking eating right now, man. I got a bullshit ticket in South Carolina, man. Got level 2 inspection. Fuck that, man. Snap out of Candy Lane. Snap out of Candy Lane.
$10 Cash App from Sony that says, bring back boxing bars. Looks like we got a $5 super chat from Big Super Mix that says, has Trilla tried to get your dad in an exhibition or anything? Anybody up for De La Hoya versus Vargas? 20 years later, sign me up. Is Bougie from Broward there? We owe him a counterpunch.
I don't see them in here, but we do have Terra Planista back.
Terra Planista.
Yo, what's up, Ness?
What's up, man?
Yo, bro, no one believes on your Puerto Rican bonds, bro. I can't get no decent odds on Abraham Nova. No one wants, they don't want no play action. They think Robles is going to win easy.
I mean, I don't know, bro.
Bro, why are Puerto Ricans so bad, man? Like, I was watching the Edgar Berlanga fight last Saturday, bro. That was just like a bomb fest. There wasn't a single Puerto Rican fighter there that was any good.
Why do you only call in to attack nationalities and races? Why you don't talk boxing?
Yo, bro, I'm just
all your calls
about
are the same.
Nova,
all your calls are the same.
Abraham Nova so bad.
All your calls are the same. At first, it
what
was,
happened to Rolly though?
No, that's what it was. First, it was all Cubans don't get the respect. Rolly's gonna knock out Tank, get the respect. That doesn't happen. Comes back.
We don't get their respect.
Cool,
Cubans are like
cool,
10 times
man.
Better than
cool,
all Puerto
cool,
Ricans.
Cool,
yeah, we don't get
cool.
a card all for ourselves.
Cool.
When last time you saw a card
bro,
of all Cubans?
Bro, cool. Let me talk. So then you call back after he lost and you say, oh, you know, people blame Cubans for being born, but Devin Haney's born. Now today. Yeah. It's not about Devin. It's not about Cubans. Now it's Puerto Ricans you're attacking. Like, are you a boxing fan? And
yeah,
I'm being
bro,
serious.
I'm trying to tell you. Us Cubans right now, we have way better fighters all over the pros, yet we don't get a card where it's like every single fighter is a Cuban.
Name the Cuban that can sell over 5,000 tickets.
Bro, Ugas can sell over 5,000 tickets in Florida if he fought your bum Keith Thurman.
Okay. If he fought Keith Thurman, who lives in Florida... He can sell.
Well, he's in Florida too, but he you'll
Come
see
on.
People will be rooting for Ugas and not Thurman.
I'm
you ever
just
seen
saying,
anybody
I'm just saying,
Thurman?
Man. You know, do better, bro. Do better. You've been calling in for mad years. Do better, bro.
He can
bro.
Sell 5,000 tickets, but they sold about 500 when he fought Sean Porter. Come on, bro.
That's Sean Porter. Josh Sean Porter's from the U.S. and
it
he can't sell
It doesn't fucking matter.
Tickets.
You're talking about Ugas selling 5,000. So if he can do that, he would have did
it
against
himself.
Sean. Come on. I was in, bro, let me tell you, I was in Dallas, bro. It was nothing but Earl fans.
So you're saying that the problem is the boxing fans, that they can't tell that Edgar Berlanga
no,
is a bomb.
No, the problem is the Cuban doesn't relate with his fandom or his demographic. That's the problem, but I got to go.
Like 10 million people, bro.
I got another caller on the line. I got to go. I do apologize.
We do have Elvin Slugger.
Looks like we got Tommy in St. Pete, Florida.
What's up, Ned? You can hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I've been missing a couple of shows. So, I mean, if Charlo named Crawford, you know, he just know Crawford a nice skill fighter. That's a good challenge-wise. I mean, everybody just think, I'm from the streets. If you 15 pounds heavier than me, I still fight you. It's just how it goes. But you know, people want to down talk it if they want to. It's boxing. Let somebody say something. But I want to talk about the show you had the other day about Tank, Shakur, and Haney. So I just want to ask you and Danny something real fast. Are y'all two in agreement that all three of them beat Loma still?
I personally am. Yes.
Okay. What about you, Ness?
Yeah, I would probably pick all three of them to beat him, but I think now
it won't be easy. But
yeah, I think now.
Yeah, but you.
I think now, you know, I respect Loma more than I used to, especially after the Komei and Nakatani, which sounds crazy, but like I always thought he wasn't a natural 35-pounder. Then with Tio beating him, that reassured it for me. But then he came
that
back.
That reassured
and beat,
it for you.
Yeah, but then he came back
Nakatani
and beat him
and
really. And those are really good, durable 35-pounders.
They are. My only caveat to that would be
Before you cut me,
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Well, yeah, before you cut it, so, yeah, I agree with that, too. But the thing, the last couple of shows I've been listening to but missing, that's the only problem I have with your, you know, your analysis on those fights. You, when you talk about them two versus Tank, it's like you don't understand sometimes that styles make fights on how you be saying what happened. And you make it seem like they'll do the same thing they do to everybody else. They'll do to Tank, like Tank not better than everybody they done fought before.
Tank
so
is
that's the
better.
Only thing. That's the only thing.
Tank is
that's
better.
That's the only thing I be hearing you
feel,
say sometimes.
I just feel that I'm always going to go for the boxer. It's not about Tank. It's not about Shakur. It's not about Devin. It's whoever's the boxer, whoever's the puncher. Tank is the puncher. Yes, he can box. Yes, he's told us he can box. You know, his team has told us he could box, but until he has to show it, I ain't seen him box as well as Shakur or Devin.
And I would hold on really quick, just because I know, just want to throw out there, I know, was that you that said you missed a couple shows?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know.
Yeah, I listened, I just wasn't able to call in.
No, all good. You know, I just wanted to say that Ness actually has said that on a couple shows, that it's not... He's like, it's bigger than the names. It's just like the styles. That's what he gonna ride with. So.
Yeah, like look, I went against my grain. Like anybody knows me, they know I've always been picking a boxer, but I picked Wilder because I believed what he said. Not just because he said it, because I've been in the camp so much watching him do it. So it's like when he said they got to be perfect, it's true. The dude is the type
right.
of person you can turn your lights out. I just never thought someone could take it, especially not two.
So
punches.
Let me. Okay, before you cut, let me ask you. Didn't you pick Canelo over Bivol?
Yeah, just like
and
everybody
Canelo
in the world.
Over Plant? Okay, understandable. Now,
yeah,
if,
I picked
who you got?
Canelo
who you?
Over Plant, but I picked Plant to go to right. decision, which he didn't make it.
Yeah, me too. But so. With the Crawford and Spence, who you got for styles?
I mean Crawford, he's the boxer. Like he's
okay.
the one that
okay.
he's the one that shows he's got more tools in the tool basket, you know, or in the tool belt, you know, the tool box.
Right.
Like right now, Earl showed me a phenomenal jab in the Mikey fight. You know what he threw 1,000 jabs in that fight alone. He showed me, you know, that he could come forward, he could beat a bully. You know, and that he's got great defense, but I didn't see him get on his toes. I never seen him change from righty to lefty. You know, I just never seen him box in a traditional sense. Did he outbox Mikey? Absolutely. But if he tried to do that with Crawford, I don't see that working.
Crawford.
He stood on the line with Mikey. He just jab. You stay on the line with
right.
Crawford, he gonna create an angle on you. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
We'll see.
All right,
appreciate
fellas. Good show.
Yup.
Is that the last Patreon?
We got LV Slugger.
LV. What up?
Only time y'all see me in rage is when I turn into the Bronze Mama.
I want a body. I want a body, and he's going to be the body.
The ambulance better be ready. The medical better be ready. The referee better be ready. They better have that power to be able to hold
it. SDS promotion.
That'll be right.
LV Slugger.
TBV.
Yeah. What's happening?
I hear me. Yeah, what up? Yeah. I wouldn't fight neither man to, you know, fight Jamal, I wouldn't fight him to come down. And I wouldn't advise Crawford, you know, to go up there. You know, there's really nothing on the line, nothing on state, you know what I'm saying? So I just feel like it's one man at 154 with all the belts, nobody is, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, like I said, with nothing on the line, I just wouldn't advise neither man. It's a high risk, low reward for both men. So I wouldn't do it if nothing was on the table, you know what I'm saying? Similar to
How you gonna tell Charlo not to do what he want? He knew it was nothing on the table when he said this. What are you trying to change his mind for? The what's on the mind is the legacy of Crawford. What's on the line is the legacy of Crawford. That's what's on the line. You beat the dude that everybody called pound for pound number one. Like, you dudes love protecting your favorite fighters. This shit is disgusting. Nobody can even hear you with your robotic phone, man. You in a bad service area. We can't hear you, man. Cut his call. We can't hear you, man. Can't hear you, fam. Can't hear you, fam. Get off those. If you guys are on Bluetooth, stop trying them, man. I get that you're driving and all that shit, but damn, it's only a minute call. Like, you could pull over, get in a slow lane. I don't know.
Put the phone. See, what I do, I put it in my seatbelt right here, and I just put the shit on speaker. That's what, right. That way I'm still safe.
You calling. We can't hear you.
Who you got, though, Austin?
We got James Benitez.
Listos pe los chingazos. Listos pe los chingazos.
And it's not going the distance. Either he'll wave the white flag or I'll wave the corner.
TheBoxingBoys.com.
A lot of you live believable lives.
It's easy to sit in those seats. It ain't easy to stand up here. Remember that.
Matter of fact, when I smacked his brother in this gym right here, he didn't do anything. All he did was stand there like a big fat pussy.
Your mind has that fight going.
With me getting my hand raised.
SPS promotion.
Yo, Ness, Danny, y'all hear me?
Yep.
All right. Man, yo, I saw the topic, man. This heat wave probably fucking up with Jamal's head right now, man. Why is he calling out Charlo? I mean, calling out Crawford, man. I mean, I do got Crawford beating his brother, Jamel, and I think the same thing will probably happen if he fought Jamal. It doesn't matter what order. He'll probably beat both of those guys. It's just pretty much embarrassing, man. You know, he was saying he was going to break Benavidez's neck. Had to change the energy. He was saying all this shit about Jacobs back in the day. When they got face-to-face, he was quiet in the room. You know what I'm saying? Charlos, they just need to stop calling out niggas altogether, period. El Terra Planiste, or however you say his name, I mean, I don't know what Cuban fighter been a draw in God knows how long. Rolly, we saw what happened to Rolly. Morel, he looked like shit the other night. I mean, yeah, Berlanga didn't perform that well. But shit, I'll even put money up if they make that fight, you know, in the future. I'll take Belongo over Morel. Other than that, man, I don't think there's going to be a Cuba fighter that's going to be interesting to actually watch because they are historically boring, and that still seems like the same trend. Other than that, man, any call that says y'all know shit about what y'all talking about, that's a damn lie. I think y'all bring out the best boxing news, best talk, and y'all probably some of the most knowledgeable people on YouTube and on the boxing universe. Hey, I'm out. Just showing some love. Peace.
Appreciate it. Austin, who we got?
We got TVV's People's Champ again.
Brandon, what up?
Yo, what up? Can y'all hear me?
We hear you.
Ness talking about he's tired of guys protecting their favorite fighter, but he cares shitless at the thought of Boots fighting Thurman. Same division and everything.
That ain't no fight. That ain't no fight. You just a fucking a weirdo that wants a handicap match.
Man, I'm a weirdo. How is that a handicap match? How the fuck is that a handicap match?
Because Thurman got one fight in the last 2 years. He was just off for another 2 years.
He's been fighting at 147
man,
for 30
get
years.
Get this dude off. Get this dude off.
Okay.
Bye. You corny as hell. Like, you want to just give someone a name on their resume. Let that man get tuned up just like everybody else. You want a handicap fight.
Hold on, Ness. Hold on, because I am a fan of that fight. So what is the tuna for you? After Barrios, like, who would you like to see Thurman fight before? But
did you watch the Barrios fight?
I did.
Did Thurman look back?
What do you mean, did Thurman look back?
Does he look back to the Thurman of old? Does he look back
to
get in there with Boots? These desperate-ass fans dying for Boots to get a name on his. Oh, he should fight Boots. Oh, Crawford should fight Thurman. You want to give a handicap match. I don't want to see that shit, nor do I want to fucking call it, nor do I want to build it up. One man ain't fucking ready. Boots should be fighting Virgil, Crawford, or Earl.
We need to talk to Thurman because I don't know that Thurman.
Thurman going to tell you anything he got to tell you like he fucking told you he was about to beat Barrios, and he ain't do shit.
I mean,
fucking Tank did better. Embarrassment. You a welterweight, and you can't get that little dude out of there and Tank there.
Real
of course
quick,
you're not ready.
Real quick, before we go, Walt in South Florida, $5 super chat saying, Ugas is not selling 5,000 tickets in Miami, laughing out loud. That caller is delusional. And then a $5 super chat from Jason saying, so if Benavidez is a weight bully, what the fuck is Big Charlo if he's calling out Bud? Dude is a clown. Well, I mean, Bud was 100% down for the fight, it seemed like. So, I don't know. Started there. He started at 54. He's been champion at 54. So, it is what it is. I feel like, if anything, Charlo would be more weight drained than he would be a weight bully.
Is that everybody?
That is.
We out.
Tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. Pacific, 9 a.m. Eastern.